One of the guys, like, literally put a gun in her face.
I think back to that, and I don't even know how you survived that. Like, that's crazy.
The glass literally, like, shatters on the back of my head, bro.
You were so drunk that night, Kaya.
I was like, I don't want to have this interaction. Reached for his knife, and I ran up behind him and grabbed him by the throat.
Our country's kind of going to shit in a lot of ways.
And it pisses me off.
It kind of sounds sad, but I don't think I'll ever be satisfied with my life. I'm not a homewrecker, bro. I don't get in between people's relationships.
How the fuck else do you score in soccer? If you don't get past the goal.
Excuse me? Obviously. He is the definition of intrusive thoughts. Like, he does not care. Not.
She says the most diabolical things I've ever heard come out of a female's mouth.
Exactly.
You should definitely leave. Get the fuck out of here. Go away.
I feel like we need to have, like, some serious counseling right now.
What's going on, boys? I just filmed the podcast with my sister and her boyfriend. The first 50 minutes are very unstructured, and it's just kind of us sharing stories with each other. After the 50-minute mark, we go to part two, and from then on, it's pretty structured. It was a great time. We shared a lot of stories that a lot of you may not know. I love my sister very much, and her boyfriend is just as awesome. If any of y'all are new here, don't forget to like and subscribe. I appreciate y'all greatly. Let's get into the video.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Kaya Debar Show. We're here with my little sister, Maya, and her boyfriend, Logan. Like, and they're just like the cutest people ever, man. I just look at them and they're just like the cutest couple ever. It just makes me so happy and smiley when I see them. And like, yeah, man, I just get butterflies in my tummy.
Yeah. You're
a liar.
You're
fucking lying.
All right. On a serious note, this is the Kaya Debar Show. This is my little sister and her boyfriend, Logan, and her name is Maya. Rhymes with Kaya. Pretty godlike, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I got the better name, though.
Oh, okay.
Because the K starts with K, obviously.
It's arguable, so. But...
Yeah, very arguable.
Yeah, Kaya's just better, bro.
Stands for cuck.
It stands for fucking Hawaiian prince, you fucking asshole. No, there's no... Cuck doesn't even start with a K.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't.
K-U-K. Cuck.
So C-U-C-K. There's more C's than there is K's.
Oh. Why do you know so much about cocks?
Dude, why do you know so much about wiener?
I don't think that was ever said.
Look, that's
relevant. Yeah, it was, bro.
Situation.
Every time he gets drunk, he tries and touches my wiener. So
It doesn't take me getting drunk, but...
Okay, exactly. It doesn't take him getting drunk to touch my pee-pee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He'll do it without getting drunk.
Swap that shit.
I did it to Andrew too, to be fair. So
you swatted his dick?
Nah, you just grab it.
You just admitted
why
to doing it yourself too.
Nope, this is definitely getting banned right away.
This is getting
taken down. First 5 minutes of it getting reported, getting deleted off YouTube.
First couple views, and it's like,
thanks. It's unfortunate, dude. Basically, what I want to talk about is you guys' relationship. All your guys' life problems and like how much you guys fight all the time. I feel like we need to have like some serious counseling right now because like it's just so much.
Recently Miles actually been hitting me a lot.
Yeah, he's every time I see, like, I'm not even worried about my sister, dude. I just see Logan and he comes over and he always is all bruised up and he's all cut up and she just beats his ass,
stitches,
dude.
Like, I'm almost a year ago, I had to get stitches in my hand because Maya shattered a glass bottle and cut my hand with it.
I did that.
I think it's getting very out of pocket, Maya.
It was a Crown Royal bottle, too. She was drunk as fuck at Watershed.
This all happened. Just the way we're saying it.
This all happened, for sure.
Really?
Just the way we're saying it. It happened. Maya is abusive.
No.
Mostly physically.
No,
mentally, I don't think she's competent enough.
I don't think she's not all there.
Why are we bashing me right now?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Okay.
Are you sorry?
It's just an easy.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time. How did you guys meet? Maya, you start. I want to hear your perspective of how that night went.
It was one of my friend's birthday parties, Mo, and I was sitting next to one of my friends, Caitlin, and she said something about this cute guy, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, damn, he's kind of cute, yeah. And then he walked by me and gave me the biggest side eye I've ever seen, so I called him out on it, and I like asked him what it was for or something. And
I believe I said something about her having a staring problem.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, look, what do you, I feel like you always, I feel like you're way better at telling your side of it.
Oh, wait, no, let me finish. And then later that night, like after like the party like kind of ended, it was like 3 a.m., 3:30, it was late. And I walked into the house and he was like walking out of the kitchen or something. And it was only us two in the room. And I like said something to him, and then I asked for his snap. And
damn, you're the one who asked? Damn, yeah. Logan, you're a pussy, dude.
Dude, it's like the first thing she said to me. Well, she's like, what's the side eye about? I was like, I thought you were cute. She's like, can I get your snap? I was like, fuck.
Yep.
Don't have time to react.
Didn't you just say that happened way later in the night, though?
Yeah, that was like hours later.
She asked again. I just walked off after the first time.
He was like going into the kitchen.
And I was like,
I thought you
hammered already.
Didn't you already say some random shit to her, though?
Like, I did.
No, you know,
like, you responded, like, she called you out, like, what the fuck are you looking at, or some shit.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you, like, said some smart-ass shit back to her or something, right?
The way it happened.
Yeah, let's
from my point of view.
Just say it, bro.
Yeah.
Was my boy Eric and this boy Cameron and this chick Dom, this chick Eva, and this little bitch named KP. They're all my friends. We all went to a random ass party one day because we were driving around up in the woods and came down, and there happened to be a shit ton of cars parked in front of this house. We were like,
That's how you guys
went. I wonder whose party this is. So we like went back to our place, figured it out through like Snapchat, and we went and bought like a shit ton of alcohol and pre-gamed it pretty harsh and walked in. There's like 200 people in there when we first got in.
So many.
Because there's like a shit ton of people coming out too. And I walk in, and I'm like looking around, drunk as shit, not knowing anybody here because they're all high schoolers basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a couple years graduated now. And I'm walking by the beer pong table, and I look to my side, and I just mad dog Maya. Like, the fuck? It's like, start walking by her, and she's like, says something to me, and I kind of just don't say anything back, walk off. We don't really interact for a while, other than like nasty looks at each other that were like, flirting! Flirty! And then, yeah, like she was saying, later throughout the night, after a couple heads had left, it was just her in the front room, and I walked out of the kitchen, and she was like, yo, what the fuck was that side eye about? And like confronted me about it and shit, and I was like, well, I think you're cute, so I was staring at you, kind of got a problem with it, fuck ever, and she's like, let me get that snap. So that's how she got my snap, and she kind of just invited me to follow her through the rest of the night. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll follow you anywhere.
Oh, my
looking
God.
Looking down at that yacht, as you kids call it.
Okay, dude, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
She was in very tight jean shorts
and then,
that night.
Okay. And then,
how do you remember what she was wearing the first night?
I remember
white top.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I never remember, like, the first thing.
And then later in the night, after everyone, like, we started, like, he sat next to me. Everyone, like, came back in the room. Sorry.
He sat. Continue.
Sorry. I'm a little nervy right now. I don't know why.
Continue.
I don't even know where I was at.
He sat.
Oh, yeah. Like, Kaylin came back in, and, like, people came back in the room. And we were just all, like, sitting there, and we were, like, talking, kind of, like, know each other, you know? And then he ended up asking me on a date, and then he left. He was like, we should go on a date. Yeah.
Did you guys plan out, like, what you guys were going to do that night, too?
No, he was, I think you were walking me out to my car, or something, me and Kaylin out to the car or something. It was like 5 in the morning at this point.
You guys were
like
there that late?
Yeah.
I've been there late. Never
like
that
the sun
late.
Was like coming up.
Yeah, I watched the sunrise.
Yeah.
This was also the night of my birthday.
Damn. Wow.
Like, it was the 29th, and then we woke up, or we didn't wake up, we partied until the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the sunrise and shit. Well, I walked her to her car before that. And then,
okay, and then how long after you guys met did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
So I met her on July 29th and asked her to be my girlfriend on, what was it, September 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
So like a month? A
month or so.
How much do you hang out in between in like that first month?
Fairly often.
When was...
Like, we went to Watershed a week after.
And we were kind of just together nonstop.
And she asked me if she could stay the night, like, right after Watershed, because her mom was doing some dumb shit to the room or some dumb excuse. I was like, whatever, yeah.
I heard Watershed was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watershed was fairly crazy.
What all happened?
I'm not the one to ask. I don't remember much.
Alright, Maya, explain what happened to Logan at Watershed.
Kind of embarrassing.
Well, a lot of things happened to him, but the main one...
That's a lot.
The main one is he was explaining how hard it is to break a Crown Royal bottle. And he was like... He said something about himself being able to do it. And he was like, I can do it. And I was like, don't do it. I told him don't do it too. And he took the Crown bottle and started smashing it against a metal trash can. And the first hit, it didn't do anything. And then the second hit, it didn't do anything. And then the third hit, it smashed open and sliced open his hand. And it was an extremely bad cut. He definitely should have gotten stitches.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah.
From when I need you to send it to me so I can put it in there.
Okay. And he should have gotten stitches that night. Cause
wasn't that like the first day too?
No, it was the last day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it was thankfully the last
yeah,
day.
It was okay, that's good,
Saturday
then.
Night. So there's we left still Sunday.
The whole day is Sunday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people stay Sunday night too.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Freak them. And then we ended up leaving at like noon the next day.
Oh, you didn't even stay for like the Sunday night concert?
Mm-mm.
No, I needed to get stitches.
He needed to get stitches.
But did you end up getting stitches or no?
Yeah.
In the hospital? Okay. Yeah, we had to drive back to the hospital.
I still wanted to like stay at Watershed. And I was just like, hey, I'll wrap it up. I wrapped it pretty well. And then, not really that well.
No.
Then you went.
But there was
stitches?
A shit ton of bandage around it. So it wasn't like bleeding out everywhere.
Did you end up going back to Watershed or no?
No.
I ended up getting stitches. And it took like 3 hours in the fucking hospital or clinic, whatever.
Didn't you get knocked out at Watershed too?
I don't know. I think I got laid out because there was witnesses saying that I was being lifted up by other people after laying down on the ground. So I could only assume
so messed up
that I
was
that.
Laid out.
I walked away.
I don't
away.
Think I just fell.
No.
And I was just like,
no. Listen, listen. Here's the story. I walked away for literally 5 minutes. He's drunk off his ass at this point already. It's probably like, it's early in the morning still. It's probably, I don't know what time it is. Anyways, and I walk away for like 5 minutes to go back to my campsite. And I come back and he is getting lifted up off the ground by like three people. And he, I don't think he has a shirt on anymore. Like, and I was like, what happened? Like, I walk away for 5 seconds and you.
I feel like it's the same thing every time. Not that, but I feel like it's just like, everyone just gets rowdy in that group, bro. Everyone just wants to.
But it wasn't even that group. I think it was just.
You fought Andrew that night?
I tried to. I just ran up and tackled him. We ended up just not doing anything after that.
Sounds about right. Seems like every time you guys both get drunk, there's like always a wrestling match. Mostly when you get drunk, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the one who always starts the wrestling matches, dude.
Logan likes to wrestle and be a little obnoxious when he's drunk.
Yeah, it's fun when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm. He likes like butt stuff too.
Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, not you. With other guys, obviously.
Yeah, you're walking by and just like socking the butt cheek.
And like grabbing wiener and stuff.
Yes.
I just trying to grab your wiener, but like...
Kaya, you're like that too, though. You were just saying that at the beginning of
the video.
Yeah,
but I don't need to be drunk to do it.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
I can do it clear-headedly. I'm confident, bro. I'll grab that wiener.
Yeah. You're that guy.
Okay.
You still weird. Be doing it too, bro. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Everyone does it.
I don't know about everybody.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think my stepdad would ever do that.
Okay. Well... that'd be weird, I guess. I feel like if your stepdad did that to you, that'd be a little weird. My dad's definitely like nut tap me.
Like to me. What the fuck?
My dad's definitely nut tap me.
My stepdad's like the most clean cut, straightforward, like guy.
Yeah.
So to see him do that is like,
I didn't grow up around that.
No, not necessarily like super straight cut anymore. He's pretty chillaxed, but yeah. There's a time it was like that.
Who's all going to the fire tonight?
I got no fucking clue, man.
I invited Rachel.
I need some, like, motherfucking monster energy.
Eric.
Whose fire is it?
Mine and Logan's?
I'm just gonna
have Oh, you're one. The one starting it?
Yeah.
What if you burnt down the whole forest?
It is so fucking wet right now, you retard.
Yeah. What you can't say that word.
Where are you getting the firewood from?
My work.
Is it, like, just, like, the plywood, or what is it? Like, what are those fucking things called? The crates or?
Pallets.
Is that what you're getting? Why are you looking at me like that, bro?
This fucking
guy. Oh, God.
What, dude? You act like it's a problem that I don't know the word pallet.
It is.
No, okay, I knew the word pallet, but I couldn't think of it off the top of my fucking head. I'm trying not to curse, bro. I'm a man of God.
Yeah, Kaya.
Man of God.
Why are you saying, yeah, Kaya, like you don't curse?
I don't.
Man of God.
You definitely do.
Ask Logan, I don't. Huh.
That's not
she
true.
She says the most
despicable,
diabolical things I've ever heard come out of a female's mouth.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. I'm not alone. I'm not a female, but I'm getting better.
Some weird shit.
Guess what, Maya?
What?
Dad's going to church with me tomorrow.
Huh?
Dad's going to church with me tomorrow.
Your dad's going to church?
Yeah. He's going with me. You know Ty doesn't believe.
Ty?
Yeah.
It's because he's a fucking 15-year-old.
He doesn't believe in God.
What does he believe?
Evolution. And science.
I could see that coming from him, though.
Yeah, I can too. But I think I just need to slap him.
I don't think that'll fix it.
I think so. It's coming from the slap of God, the hand of God. If God puts that on me to take care of that problem, then I shall solve the problem.
Let him believe whatever he wants to believe.
Nope, not Ty.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to argue with
you. I think
this
is a great topic right here. Because there's like so many different types of what we call humans. Like,
there's different types of humans, bro. Yeah, are you talking about like skin color or what?
There's different types of or species of humans. And some would say that like the humans we are now are God's creation for this time or whatever you want to call this era, this go around. And like, they're the evolutionary traits that we see in other people are from like the Neanderthals breeding into humans in early civilizations and shit. And like, that's where both of those collide. That's where I've seen that. So, like, it's kind of hard to just, like, bash on both of them in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's truth to both of it, like, in my opinion. Like, also, like, realistically, like, I don't really, like, I'm never going to push my religion on anyone else. It's just kind of like everyone can have their own preferences. I really don't care. Like, I'm going to believe what I believe, and if you don't believe it, that's cool. Like, I'm not really one to push it on someone else. I think you're kind of like, depends on like what you are, like how far you are in your beliefs and what way you kind of swing. I might think you're stupid, but I'm not going to push my stuff on you. Like, if there's someone that like literally believes that there is no higher power whatsoever, and like you just come here, you live, and then you die, and that's it. There's nothing else. I feel like that's kind of dumb. Like, even if there's no God, like, there's just got to be something else afterwards. Like, your spirit, your energy, there's something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a hard thing for, like, kids to grasp nowadays, too. is that there could be something else beyond death.
I feel like they open their mind enough.
They kind of just look at.
I feel like that's just like
simple route of everything. Like, I can't explain God. I can't explain why I would put my beliefs in something.
I feel like that is literally just being implemented into the kids, though. Like, it's all like,
well, you're not allowed
to. No one's like living anymore. A purposeful life. I feel like they don't get taught morals really anymore. Like, I feel like at least in the West, like society in the U.S., because we're here, so I can speak on that. I feel as if they're teaching kids about useless shit and not really shit that matters. I think the whole school system actually is pretty fucked.
Yeah.
I think gender studies is the first thing that really caught my eye.
Well, that's just bullshit, bro. There's a boy and a girl. There's literally a boy and a girl. I don't care. How can there's two genders.
In gender studies.
I don't care what anyone says. There's two genders. There's no such thing.
Like there's boys and there's girls. All right, I got my last thing. I have a master's degree now.
Yeah, it's a pretty
gender
dumb.
Studies.
I think it's dumb how like some parents push that on the kids too. Like I've seen videos of like moms with their like, 2-year-old kid saying, "This is a gay baby. This is a gay baby.
This baby likes dick," is what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you say my baby is gay, this little baby likes dick. I also think your little baby like dick. You can't even say words yet, and you're telling it, "Yeah, you like men."
I also think, like, the transgender surgery, like, you shouldn't be able to change your gender at 13 years old or at 12 years old.
No, there's...
Probably not.
Some places have laws against that. I think...
Yeah, some places, but not everywhere in the U.S. Mm. Like, some places allow you to start changing your gender at 12 years old.
I think the laws getting... I feel like the Philippines don't have those laws.
It's getting passed here?
I think so.
To allow them or not allow them?
Not.
Under Inslee, that won't happen.
Yeah, I feel like we're too liberal for
that.
I
heard it was somewhere around here. Oregon, maybe. No, definitely not.
Maybe Idaho.
I know Texas is better. Idaho sounds like it would be. As soon as I can, probably.
Dude, you can see your breath in here.
Yeah, we can.
It doesn't even feel that cold, though.
I feel really cold.
I mean,
cold.
I'm a little cold.
It doesn't feel that cold to me.
I'm a little, like, chilly, but not really, because I've been sitting here for so long.
Logan,
why did you just put your whole mouth on the microphone?
It was calling my name.
He lets his intrusive thoughts win.
Yeah, obviously.
He is the definition of intrusive thoughts. Like, he does not care. He.
I feel like he doesn't always like say everything right that he's thinking right away.
I feel you're like not with him all the time.
There's definitely some restraint at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that was definitely just an intrusive
thought
right there.
Yeah, well, he literally put his whole mouth over my microphone.
Exactly.
So it's a little weird.
Do it again.
A little dirty.
Do it again.
You don't know what's been on that microphone?
Don't care.
Lots of hands.
Got a pretty good immune system.
Nah, not on the head, really. There's not been like a lot of hands. Yeah, people don't really just do that.
Oh.
Logan.
I'm sorry.
Dude, what is wrong with you, bro?
God.
You see Connor Bilderback's having a kid?
Yeah.
Connor Bilderback.
Why are we just talking about like all this drama right now? I love it. Of the tea.
Because what else are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy, bro? Connor and Liberty are having a baby.
I'm so excited. They're actually...
You're pregnant, too.
Absolutely not.
How old do you want to be when you have your first kid?
At least... 23, like
what?
That's like the all right. That's like the youngest I would have a kid. You knew that too.
Yeah, wait till like 28.
Yeah, I want to be 25. I gotta have a girlfriend first.
Yeah, obviously. I think I want to be 25, like when I have kids. But like, I would want to be like younger when I get married, like 23 for marriage. I feel like
damn.
That's,
if I get married at 23, that means I'm getting married this year.
I feel like being married young would...
That sounds like kind of reasonable. My brother's getting married in a couple months.
I know. That's,
and he's 22.
That's so
exciting. I can't wait.
I guess he'll be 23 when he's married.
I feel like, for me personally, I feel like I need to be with someone 2 years.
7 years, he's going to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
What
that's
the
crazy.
Fuck?
I feel like it's crazy how like long ago school was. Like for me,
like fifth grade or something was 11 years ago.
It's like core, core memories though.
Yeah, high school was literally, my freshman year of high school was 8 years ago. Like, that's nuts. I feel like it just happened.
Yeah, I just graduated, so.
Dude, what the freak, bro?
Maybe it's too cold.
No, it's the battery.
Oh, so why don't you get a new battery?
That's
I'm
why
so
it's
sad. I wish I got my McDonald's.
I know. I'm kind of hungry. So like, if we had a juicy ass topic right now, would you just be like playing something over it, like yeah. Mr. Ballin does, kind of?
In his podcast.
If we were like still in the middle of the conversation, I just put the thumbnail as like the picture. Why? Like, change this? Like, if you guys were still talking.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like,
I've
show
seen
my
that
fucking nasty ass cut.
Yeah, I can't see that far either, if I'm being honest with you.
I see the outline of me, and I see Logan's blue sweatshirt, but that's it.
Logan, what the hell are you saying, bro? This dude's over here whispering shit in the mic.
You're going to hear it later when you're like going over the audio.
Awesome. I hope it's
something. I didn't even
zesty.
Hear what he was saying, so.
Yeah, no one
heard.
No one
with
the microphone. I can definitely hear you, though.
Bro, what is your problem? Oh, age of getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I need to be with someone for 2 years at least before I get married to him.
Gotta at least go on a boat apart like twice.
I mean, I don't even know if I'd invite him the first couple years. It depends on the girl, dude. I'd like really be like solid with this girl.
I'm inviting Logan this year.
Okay, yeah, but that's because Logan's Logan, bro. Yeah. Logan is like already fits right in with the family up there. So
you call me a hillbilly?
No,
our family's not even hillbillies, bro. I'm just calling you a party animal is what I'm calling you. That's all Bonaparte is, dude. It's just straight party and seeing hella old people drunk. So,
oh yep. God,
you're gonna see my grandpa drunk.
Yeah, you're gonna hear it all.
You're gonna
up
see
there.
Your dad all hammered.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
He might. I don't know. I don't know if he really got drunk last year.
No, I don't think he did. Mom didn't do this though.
Why?
Stayed inside the whole time. My mom like stayed in the fucking. Did they bring the camper last year? They didn't, huh? Or did they?
I think
that was 2 years ago. I think last year, because you guys didn't come up till like fucking Saturday last year.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
And you guys went from coming up on Thursdays to Saturdays.
No,
that was only just because mom was like trying to pack the whole
thing. I just got my car.
World. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm about to drive up there. Like, I said that so many times. Like, I didn't realize you posted us.
Yeah.
Text me and said, insane. Oh my god.
That's my girl, bro.
Don't. You're so weird.
I'm kidding. Kidding, bro.
You know what I love talking? Okay. What the?
I kind of want to talk about some crazy shit right now, but at the same time, like, okay, I can't be exposing myself like that, bro.
What
kind of crazy shit we talking? Like,
you can cut it out, obviously.
No, because you already know everything it is. Like, it's just all about, like...
Oh. No, like we don't need to talk shit. About...
Yeah, things. Not with you here. If it was just me and Logan, I probably would.
Okay.
Bye. Go get McDonald's.
Shut your face.
You can watch our podcast.
Logan!
This is going to be a me and Kaya segment, I'm sorry.
I'm going to take your glasses away from you.
No.
He's like, you're not going to be able to walk. You're blind.
No.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, huh?
I'm going to take them away and take your keys and go get McDonald's.
Just go get McDonald's and leave my glasses.
No.
I got a real question for both you guys.
Cool.
Do you want to live here forever?
Live here?
And when actually?
No.
Nah.
Where else would you live?
I don't know. I haven't decided that yet.
Lots
I just know I don't want to
places.
Live here. Yeah. There's a lot of it.
Like in Washington State or moving general?
I'd move around Washington. Move to Sweden if I got like accepted or whatever.
Sweden?
Fuck yeah. The place is cool.
That'd be cool.
Like Sweden, like the country?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do in Sweden? What are you getting accepted for?
It's like a pretty harsh country to get into.
Oh, you're talking about like getting like... What's it called? Visa? A visa there?
Something like that, yeah.
Or you could just go there and live there for like 6 months without a visa. I don't know. Why would you want to live there long term?
It's a cool place. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I feel like if I'm going to leave the country, I'd want to go, like, and actually live somewhere. It'd be, like, Cabo or Bora Bora or Dubai.
You go to Dubai.
Bali. Like,
what's outside of Dubai? What, fucking desert?
I want to go to Scotland eventually.
Mm-hmm.
My Me top too. Three places.
Scotland. Yeah. Forever.
Scotland, bro. It's heritage. I'm like, we're like 35% Scottish, dude. Except I don't got red hair.
Yeah, you do.
No, don't got red hair.
My check your, like, bush. My natural hair is,
it's
like,
not really. It's not strawberry. Don't say it.
My natural hair in the sun has a red hue to it, and I've always not like that at all.
See, I don't really get that vibe. If I'm being honest.
From what?
Me? From you. A little red hue. I don't really get that vibe.
I have a video to prove it.
Yeah, you do. You bleach it.
No, when my hair was all natural. More like a light. What if I DoorDash some McDonald's here? On your phone, though.
No.
Why?
No.
Sorry, I just thought that would be kind of cool.
This chick's trying to spend my money.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, why didn't you stop and get McDonald's before?
Because he forgot.
You did too.
You didn't.
Because I told you.
You
didn't say shit.
I told you several times before.
Before we even left. Not even. While we were driving, you didn't say anything.
I said it to him, and like, then 5 minutes said, before I left. And then
I said, I forgot to get McDonald's. Do you want me to turn around?
And I didn't said, answer. I didn't
you
answer.
You said, no, it's fine.
I told you I was going to become a hitman.
Yeah.
She gave me my first job. She hired me. I can't say it on the camera, but.
Is it Obama?
No. It was for $5. And I said $6 and we got a deal.
Was it the spider in her room, her office?
No,
it's a human being.
Yeah.
Imagine killing somebody for $6.
That'd be crazy.
Like, you run up and rob somebody.
I'm getting desperate though, bro. $6.
Stab them like nine times in the back.
Hey, hard times.
And
bro.
Take their wallet out, and they only got $6.
$6 is $6.
Desperate times that's... come from.
Dude, there was a murder in Okanagan, up north.
What was there?
There was a murder in Okanagan.
What was there?
A murder. did I say it wrong?
No. I didn't hear what you were saying. I was thinking about. I was still like stuck on the past. Like, okay, continue.
Well, this chick was stabbed like 38 times with an ice pick, and then beaten to death with a baseball bat for like $500.
That's crazy.
I would never.
I would need a lot of. I don't even think I'd do it honestly, unless like maybe $1 billion or something.
Yeah.
But then.
And maybe do it for $1 million.
Million.
It'd have to be a lot.
It'd have to be like
money.
Someone that like is. I think like deserves to die too, though.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, yeah, like, it had to be like Osama bin Laden, like,
child rapist or some shit.
Yeah.
It was like Bill Clinton.
then you're definitely getting caught. Like, it, there's no point in even getting the money because you're gonna get caught if you
what
kill
if it
someone
was
that
Jeffrey
high up.
Epstein.
He was already murdered, so.
So do I just claim that money?
I mean, Bill Clinton's the one who paid for it, so.
Did you know, like. The whole First Amendment thing. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's one thing you actually can't say.
What? Assassinate the president?
Yeah, like the whole, I want to kill the president. Like, you can't say that and, like, actually mean it.
I mean, like, I feel it, like I've
like, that's
said
an arrest,
it joking around.
An arrestable offense.
I mean,
sure.
So is, like, there's a lot of things you can't say. Like, you can't verbally threaten someone because, like, it's considered assault.
Well, you can still, like.
Like, I learned that in law class, that you can't, like, verbally threaten some, like, meaningly threaten someone because it can be considered, like, assault or some shit. You also, I mean, you can get arrested for hate speech.
I think I knew that.
Hate speech, too. So, like, if you were gay and I actually called you, like, a gay f***, then I could get arrested for
it. I feel like that's the whole pressing charges thing, though. Like,
yeah, I
like,
mean,
you hurt my feelings type shit. Like, you can sue for emotional damage.
I mean, my... This is there's this. I'm gonna have to edit this podcast so much, dude.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be so many bleep, bleep,
yeah,
bleep.
Yeah, I'm not
bleep,
excited
bleep,
already,
yeah.
Dude. I already know it's gonna be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you shouldn't have invited me onto a podcast where you can't be like
Vulgar.
Vulgar.
I don't know why I said that. Sorry. Vulgar. I'm not good at pronouncing things Vulgar. Sometimes.
Vulgar. This video Vulgar. Is sponsored by Grey Goose. Vulgar.
Star. When's the concert?
September 1st.
You gotta wait that freaking long?
I know, dude.
Holy crap. Couldn't, like,
schedule the earlier one?
There's an earlier one?
No.
Who is it again? Wait, who is it again? Guns N' Roses?
No.
Metallica and Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
My fucking Guns N' Roses.
I
feel like it's
the same thing. I don't know the difference. I really don't. I don't listen to that type of music, bro. If I'm being honest.
Check the difference between Polo G and Oliver Tree.
That's a big difference.
They're both rappers, right?
Oliver Tree?
Kind of a rapper.
Isn't that a country singer? Who the fuck's Oliver Tree?
I have no clue.
I literally thought that was like the guy who sings Richmond North of Richmond. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck Oliver Tree is.
I don't either.
I've been selling my soul.
A weird looking
working all day. Overtime well, hours. You guys are for bullshit pay.
Well, like, that's a decent similarity, too, I guess.
Drag back home.
It's like some really hard away. Punk it's shit.
A damn shame. What the world's gotten to.
Okay. For
people like me. And people.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like if I had money, now would be the perfect time to leave, bro. Nothing's holding me down here right now. I don't got a job. I don't got a girl.
You should definitely leave. Get the fuck out of here. Go away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't mean that.
I don't have money, though, so it's a problem.
Mm.
Well, that... Yeah.
But if I don't start talking to a girl and I get a job and I just save up a little bit of money over the next couple months, then I can move by the end of the year.
Go to Bellingham.
Nope.
Go find...
Bellingham.
No, just listen. Just listen. Go to Bellingham. Start talking to all the Canadians that come down for college and shit. Find a really rich one that likes just like, you know, you basically. Clean cut straight man who can get all fucking dressed up and nice all the time for her parents and stuff. And like just mooch off that rich family because she'll probably get an allowance of like 15K for the whole semester.
Okay.
And then whenever the time comes around and you get like a little bit of money from her, you can like invest it in whatever. And then off of those investments, build your own, like...
So basically, you know, find a sugar mama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
I wasn't definitely not thinking about going down that road, and I don't want to live in Bellingham either at all, because it's just all liberals up there, like hippie town.
Yeah, but it's fucking beautiful, too.
It is very pretty.
Plus, you could also just dog on everybody. It'd be hilarious.
Just what?
Dog on everyone.
Everyone would hate me there. I just don't... My views don't align with anyone there at all. Maybe some, like, old people, but...
I think the only people you need to align with are the women.
Come yeah, on, and all the women there? Are definitely very hippie and liberal there.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Every girl that goes to Western. Slide down there. Yeah, as long as I don't bring up my beliefs, then I'm good. But
well, like, you don't have to bring up your beliefs.
I definitely don't have to.
It's like walk into a party.
Hey, I'm Republican.
I don't think queers are okay.
I don't have a problem with queers.
Fuck. Yeah, when I went to Bellingham, people were just, like, weirder there.
Yeah, they're all just hippies.
Dude. Yeah.
They're not, like, even hippies. They're just, no, they're just weird. Like, yeah, I saw a dude there too. Wearing, the, like, several dudes wearing geeky-ass outfits and, like, tucking yeah, like, in that's their like people like stupid that are into, shirts.
Like, hella like, people that are into anime.
Mom jeans all that almost.
Type of stuff.
I saw some weird stuff in Spokane, too. Spokane's a weird place.
When did you go to Spokane?
Prom dress shopping.
Oh, yep. If I move, it's not going to be in Washington, though. It's definitely not going to be in Washington. If I move, mm-hmm. It's going to, like, Nashville or
somewhere in Texas or... There you go. Somewhere yeah. Where there's, like, really good fried chicken.
Why the fuck would I care about fried chicken?
Because that's, like, one of my favorite things in the world. It's, like, really good fried chicken.
Nah. It's all right to me. I like good
You
can steak.
Get really good breaded wings that are really crispy, or you can go out and get like Nashville hot chicken. That shit's so dang.
Personally, like, I just really like steak.
Nashville chicken and
just
Nashville.
Just like breaded chicken in general just makes me dick hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I can agree with that one.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
She can.
I can.
Oh, you guys are freaking weird, dude.
Because, you know, we share a penis.
Yeah. I've heard.
So, of course, no, we don't. Hard for chicken.
I have my own.
You've been doing this whole time, dude. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. Oh, little do you know, she's a tranny. Transitioned at 12 years old.
I did.
Damn.
I'm just that good. You've
been working on that shit. Look good.
Yeah, I think Nashville's probably the leading candidate right now.
I think Alaska's the leading candidate.
Yep, nope. definitely not.
Too cold for you there?
Nah, it's, yeah, I'm good.
I don't like that idea, personally. There.
Like, everyone's so depressed. It's just always dark outside, and I don't know, not good vibes. And it has the highest murder rate per capita. Highest crime rate per capita.
Not very Why,
many,
though?
Because not very many people live there, so it's really easy to have high crime rates per capita.
So does that just mean, like...
Like, per thousand like, people.
You're going to have to cut so much of the podcast.
I know.
Yeah, you're being terrible.
But this is going to be a good podcast.
Oh, I'm yeah, sure. I'm sure. I feel like we're not even talking about nothing. Probably just talking about the most random shit.
Yeah, what because you didn't come up with any...
Dude, you didn't either. I literally told you to think
because
about stuff.
Because you're the podcast host.
Yeah, well, it's hard because like, I feel like I already know everything about you, so...
What about Arizona? Would you move down to Arizona?
I was planning on moving down to Arizona 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he didn't because of a girl. Because
you're a
yeah,
pussy.
Because of a girl. No, I started
because
talking
of a girl.
Who? Oh, is he cheating on you?
No. Oh.
Or the one that left you on Christmas?
No one left me on Christmas.
After Christmas.
After Christmas.
Did Maya tell you that or some shit?
I said after Christmas. Yeah. I said it was like a little bit after Christmas. Logan, stop it.
Basically what happened with that.
Hold up, I got an email.
You got a Snapchat.
Oh, there's an ongoing joke about her boss like tagging.
Team tag team tagging his son's girlfriend. Yeah, it's gross.
Like, there was this one time he was talking about how he was feeding his son's girlfriend the shrimp Alfredo. Like, by the fork, just over and over. And she just, like, wouldn't stop eating. And it's just like, me and Victor like... Why were you feeding your son's girlfriend?
It's a little weird.
Shrimp.
It's a little weird.
Fettuccine.
Well,
what do you think about the Anunnaki?
The what?
The Anunnaki.
I don't even know what the hell that is, so I don't have any thoughts on it.
You're so lame.
But yeah, she is very pretty.
You could just, like, you know, try.
I don't. I'm not a homewrecker, bro. I don't get in between people's relationships.
Well, how the fuck else do you score in soccer? If you don't get past the goalie.
Excuse me? Logan, look at me. Why won't you look at me when you say that?
Well, how does it relate
do
to that?
Do you really think like that?
That doesn't relate to
well,
you at all.
Yeah, someone's got to slip by me to get to you.
That is true. That is true. It just depends
so
how good...
So you would let someone slip through me to get to you?
You would have to let them, basically.
Yeah, what if? That's not on me. If you hit someone,
no,
if you
no,
do that with
dude,
someone else.
She said, yeah, she's saying that if you did that, if like some girl hit you up, and like, if she wasn't did a good job at like letting a girl get to you,
I'll use the woman logic here. You didn't tend to my needs enough, so I had to reach out and get them from someone else, and. It's your fault at that point.
Either way, if someone cheats, it's over, bro. Relationship is over regardless. Oh, see, this is back to the counseling part I was talking about at the very beginning. The problems are starting to show, guys.
Yeah, the problem is I'm a giant douchebag. Out-of-pocket stuff comes out of my mouth, and she doesn't always agree with it for some reason.
I feel like that literally had no relevance to your relationship whatsoever. That was just you talking to a single guy.
We need topics. I don't know what to talk about.
Oh, that family Christmas party? Where I freaked all you guys up in all the games?
Oh. No, you
didn't.
Didn't
you lose, like, all of them?
Nah,
I won two.
For sure I won,
like
every game
parts.
I played.
I got super drunk, dude. I was so drunk that night.
Dude, my mom said I was being, like, such an outrageous jerk that night.
No, that's literally just because of the end of it.
Yeah, I don't...
With the whole picture thing, where you guys got in the argument.
Yeah.
Before that, it was fine.
She, like, made it a big old thing to, like, make me feel bad about it.
I didn't even get that drunk that night. I was just very, like...
You were so drunk that night, Kyle.
I was, like, drunk, but not, like, super, super drunk, because I remember everything. Then I got fucking faded, too. And that was the worst shit of my life. So, frick you, dude.
That was that night?
Yeah. That was. And we went to freaking Eric's right after it. And I was like, Maya, all right, tonight's the night. And then that was shitty. It's because you just had one of those two blunts.
Mm-hmm.
Or joints or whatever the fuck.
I think they were blunts.
But, yeah.
And he smoked?
Yeah.
That was an infused joint. It was a Stone Age.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crappy, bro.
My nails are so cute.
You were like geeked off of it?
Yeah, I literally couldn't open my eyes. I couldn't close them. It was that I felt so bad that whole night. Was so shit.
I can feel. But
the family party was pretty fun. So your mom poured me the like freaking two, three shots of whiskey in the one cup, and I just chugged that right away.
Are you going to Watershed this year?
I don't really like the lineup, honestly.
I don't either. But dude, Logan said,
you "Freaking stop doing that to the mic, bro."
Sorry.
I just freaking hate camping there. Camping there, it gets so freaking hot.
No, last year it was actually so nice out. Like it didn't get that hot.
2 years ago, it was literally the hottest days of the summer. It was like 110 degrees out for me.
Yeah.
And holy crap, it was so ass. I mean, it was fun, but oh my God.
Like big ass.
Yeah, like terrible.
But I gotta see more than one. That's what Brett said.
When I was in Alaska, we hung out with these two volleyball girls, and one of them was 6 foot and one of them was 6'2".
Did you fuck one of them?
No.
Did you fuck while you were in Alaska?
No, I didn't.
How's Ty doing?
Great. That's no, great. Terrible, actually.
Oh, why?
It's pretty terrible up in Alaska. That's why.
Is he coming back here after?
May. Yeah, May 22nd. Yeah, he got pissed off watching me and you wrestling. He got pissed off watching that video.
Why?
Because he does jiu-jitsu, and he just knows that he'd be able to fucking submit you so quick. Well, he got pissed off about you body slamming me on the ground, because that's just like a courtesy thing you don't do when you're wrestling. And that's why I told you when it happened. I was like, bro, that's against the rules. You don't fucking do that. And he slammed me twice.
Yeah, I was pretty fucking hammered that
night. Yeah, you were drunk right afterwards. And you're like, dude, you look at it, puke on you. I was like, what? Thank God you didn't fucking puke on me, bro.
That would have been fucked up.
That would have been so shitty. Oh, my God.
Funny video though.
It was a good time.
Type we should shit. Go to Seattle on our 6 months.
On your 6 months, dude? 6 months isn't even nothing.
I know, but why not?
Because what are you going to do in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Lick each other's buttholes?
Yeah, that might happen. She does like licking booty.
Definitely not.
You seem like a booty licker.
Ew. That is put just.
Yeah, that's brown. A booty licking tongue.
It's tough. Right, it's pink.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
I thought we haven't even started the podcast really. What's up, everyone?
No, for real.
What's up, guys? My name's Logan. This is Kaya. This is Maya.
Sick picture, bro. You don't like his screensaver?
No, it's never been me, and mine has always been him. So I think it's so.
Mine's never been a girl. I don't know if I would make mine a girl. Can't.
I don't have mine as. I don't. If you continue saying stupid shit like that.
If I had a girlfriend, I probably would.
What are you going to do for your career?
I don't know.
All right, Logan, stop that for a second. I want to talk about the serious conversation.
Hmm.
What are you going to do for your career?
I don't know. I just said that.
But I know, but Logan was. I wanted to like rehear it because Logan was rubbing his nose against it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you doing for your career? Do you know?
Kind of just winging it.
Yeah. Eventually you want to start your own business though, yeah?
Yeah, eventually.
Like, what do you think is like a solid age for that to come about? Like, do you have like a goal of like when you'd want to do it by?
Not really.
Kind of whenever you're ready?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to college and see.
Do you even know what for? Do you know what for?
I'm deciding between psychology and business accounting. I still can't decide.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about nursing again, but I don't know.
They don't have a psychology degree in WBC.
I think they do.
I'm almost positive they don't. Oh. I don't. Yeah. Because I was literally looking at that the other day. Because I was like, if I was to go to school for anything, it'd probably be for a psychology degree. Oh. And I don't think, not an AA. You could go to WBC for like your prereqs and then transfer to like a 4-year
school.
That's
what I plan on doing either way. Oh. I've always planned on doing that.
Well, then you could do that and then transfer like fucking Central or some shit.
I want to go out of state.
Yeah, college is gay. I don't want to pay for that bullshit.
I know. That's the thing. That's also why I kind of want to stay here for just 4 years. Because it's so expensive to go out of state.
I don't even think you can stay here for 4 years. I don't think you can go to a community college for 4 years.
Yeah, you can. We have... Yes?
Maybe if you switch your degrees or something. Like, I don't... Because you can't get a bachelor's. I don't fucking know how it works, honestly. I really don't.
I need to look this up because I thought you could. But...
Yeah, I really don't know. All right, yeah, we're cutting the podcast right now. Part two will be out tomorrow. We'll be filming that tomorrow. I don't know what to talk about right now, so I'm cutting this shit, and it's cold in here. So
catch you later, guys.
Oh, my God.
YouTube outro. All
right, y'all. This is part two of the podcast.
Yeah.
We're coming back for a more serious version. The first version was kind of just jokes.
I don't know about more serious, so, but...
Yeah, well, the first version was a little bit more jokes, so we're here for part two. And I got a list of topics this time, so hopefully it's a little bit more organized this time. We're going to start off with Logan's fight story.
I guess we're going to start off with me fighting a wannabe hillbilly boy out in the mountains. It happened because I parked stupid on a road at a bonfire up in the mountains.
There was no road. You couldn't have parked any better.
There wasn't a road, but yeah. I parked in the way, basically. And this dude was trying to leave, and he was really upset about how I parked. Like, really fucking upset. To the point where he wouldn't even give me a ride back to the truck to move it. So I, like, started to walk back, and I slammed his door in a little bit into him. And he hopped out and got all huffy-puffy, like, fuck you, bro. I'm gonna fuck you up and your stupid-ass attitude and all this shit, and... Basically just got off on a really bad foot, mm-hmm. and then started getting in each other's faces and pushing each other around until, like, I don't know what happened. He turned away, and we got separated for a little bit. And then he came back and started flashing, like, a knife in the back, threatening that he was going to grow for it and shit. I was like, oh, huh, this is serious, I guess. I guess I parked that bad. But
yes, you did.
I don't know what happened, or I guess I was a little intoxicated, but maybe a little bit of a dick to him, too, because I didn't like
you
the
didn't
guy.
Drink that night.
Well, I had a few beers.
But you had, like, three, maybe.
That's enough to get an attitude.
Okay.
But, yeah, I already didn't like the guy, so I already was just talking mad shit, trying to piss him off, too. And I think he ran up to... At some point, because he fired off his gun, because they were all crowding around and wouldn't get the fuck away from me.
Didn't he get taken to the ground? Like, or you guys, like, ended up on the ground, and that's when he shot the gun?
No.
No, he started shooting
that
his gun off.
After, Andrew shot the gun.
Yeah, he shot the gun, and then he ran up to him and, like, reached for his knife, and I ran up behind him and grabbed him by the throat.
That sounds retarded. Why would you run up to someone and reach for a knife when the guy has a gun, bro?
He was supposedly high on Molly and shit.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So he went up to him, and I grabbed him, and we basically went to the ground and just had him like that for a little bit while everyone around us was just kicking the shit out of both of us, not knowing who to kick at that point or who to help.
I'm actually just looking at it like, fucking people just don't even give a fuck. They're just kicking.
They didn't,
they're
dude.
Just
they
kicking
were kicking
the ground.
The shit out of at me. And,
that's so,
like,
fucked up.
Towards, like, the end of it, some dude comes up and just grabs me by the neck as I'm grabbing him by the neck. So just, like, imagine three dudes like that with each other. And I let go, and the dude let go of me, and they all jumped off, and we all got separated as fast as possible.
So, what was the point of shooting the gun in the first place?
To try and get everyone to stop.
Yeah.
But, so, this is, like, when you and, like, first started beefing then. or first started like arguing, and
like,
that's when he start, that's when he shot it, and it was up to him, and that's when you go up behind and grab his neck. Okay, okay, got it. I feel like you and your brother are pretty close. How, like, how do you think that relationship has evolved from you guys being kids, and like, how would you say like you view him now?
Me and Zeke, when we were younger, like, did not get along at all. He used to like to be the big brother, mm-hmm. beat the shit out of you, just like be a dick type shit
mm-hmm. all that the time. That sounds like someone I know. Weird.
It's like a, it's like an older sibling thing.
Yeah.
Just have to be a dick.
Continue.
But throughout most of our childhood, we weren't like best friends, and up until like we were 17, or I was 17, he was like 19. I didn't really like him all that much. Like, when he was around his friends or at school, because mm-hmm. he treated me like shit. But when it was just me and him, and we had to like hang out with family, it was pretty all right.
So like, when you were 17 is when you guys started getting closer then?
Yeah, about 16, 17, when, you know, I started smoking a little more pot. And he started to, like, he, I think he had a job at Dutch Bros at 16, so he started to, like, get more social and, like, talk and go out more mm-hmm. and kind of be, like, a party animal. Grew into being, like, pretty cool, and I kind of grew into a party animal. And
do you have any, like, specific, like, favorite memories with him?
Yeah. We took a trip to Oregon together with our buddy Yao, and just kind of got fucked up down there. I brought an ounce of weed, and me and Yao went and stole some Mike's Harder Lemonades while we were down there. Got really plastered on the beach. I found some Coronas buried in the sand there, too.
What?
And I,
what are the odds of someone just burying Coronas in the sand? I know.
And me happening to find them and just be like, fuck it.
How do you, were they sticking out kind of or something? Or wow.
Tops were.
Crazy. Crazy. Lucky day, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have like a least fond moment or like a moment of him like picking on you or some shit that just really pissed you off growing up that he did? Like a specific fight or something that happened?
There's one that I kind of caused, but there's this one time he was getting home from working out or his job or some shit, and he came through the door and I fired off a cap gun as soon as he walked in the door and scared the shit out of him. And he turned over and just started like socking the fuck out of me and just wailing on me. And
how
I just,
old were you?
I just, oh, I was like 15 maybe. He was like 17. He just starts wailing on me, so I started trying to like wail on him back, and we get into like a tussle in the kitchen where he's up on the countertop and I'm like below him, and he starts grabbing my throat and like pushing me down, and I'm like trying to reach for him and can't. I don't fucking know what I was doing, just being a retard. And I don't know how it got broke up, but eventually we just said fuck you on our separate ways. And later that night, I had just like a fucking handprint right here from Zeke. And that's not even like the bad part. The bad part is the way my stepdad reacted.
Mm-hmm.
He got super pissed off. And I think actually Zeke was 18 at the time, because he threatened to like press charges on Zeke for assault.
Damn.
I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
you're like, bro, it wasn't even that serious.
Dude. Yeah, it wasn't.
That's just like some brother shit.
So that was one of them.
Maya, how do you think our relationship's evolved? I want to hear your
perspective on it. We used to be best friends all throughout childhood. Like, you could literally go back and look at pictures and ask mom and dad. We were best friends. And then he started getting to the, like, I would probably say it was, like, junior high, like, 8th, 9th grade. He started getting all popular. And he started talking to girls. You know, he just started being a teenage boy. And he hated me.
Okay.
And then
okay.
No. You and your friends always hated me. You asked me how I feel our childhood was. And all throughout childhood.
Yeah.
You and all your friends definitely all thought I was annoying. I just know that. Because I was always trying to be around you guys. Because you You guys were cool, and I
no, because you had
it.
Crushes on all my friends.
Okay, we didn't have to. Okay.
You could have just been honest.
Because you were the little sister that all my friends would come to our house and play sports, and you just had to come out and like watch everyone play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then.
Okay. Anyways.
We got a half pound
and
of
then,
freeze dried rainbow.
No, candy. I actually want some of those.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get you guys a little clip of you guys after the thing, doing it, tasting them. All right, continue. Hold on, bro.
Okay.
I mean, you can open it. But.
So, anyways, we've both had them before. I've had
those.
Yeah,
no, but I just want a video. It's from TikTok Shop.
Oh.
So I'm making a little TikTok Shop video too.
Oh, okay. Where was I at? Okay. Anyways, you got to a teenager and pretty much hated me, and then we became not close anymore. And then I'd say after I turned about you also just were a snitch, I'm not going to lie, on
Bro,
me.
I don't want to hear nothing about that. Back to Maya saying that I hated her up until
okay.
16, 17.
Yeah.
Continue on that part.
16, 17. Oh, yeah, and then me and him started getting close again, talking more. And then started, like, actually liking each other a little bit more. And then, yeah, now we're cool.
I feel like we got close ever since you went to high school, bro.
I would 100% disagree with that.
Like, 10th grade. Let's see.
Oh, wait, yeah, maybe. Because that's when you started thinking my friends were all hot and started, like, actually, like, low-key, like,
exactly.
talking to them.
Yeah.
So you were just wanting to be cool with me so you could be cool with
kind
them. Kind of. Got it.
It worked, kind
of. I see how it is.
Did you even, like, get
no.
with any of her
no,
friends?
No, I feel like I got...
No.
I feel like it really
did
got...
Did you?
Wait, what did you say?
Did you even get with any of her friends?
No. No, I didn't. I feel like we really
Sorry,
got closer
guys.
After I moved out, though.
What?
I feel like I got closer with all the siblings after I moved out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we weren't fucking annoying you.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. I feel like I got way closer with all of them. The way I view our relationship, I was like... From what I understand, I feel like we were really close growing up. And then you were just annoying the crap out of me when we were in the stage that you thought all my friends were freaking cute.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
then,
you hated me.
You were just annoying and telling mom how like every week it was a new friend you had a crush on. And then I would just get annoyed every time you came out to try and talk to one of them. And then that lasted a couple years. And then after that, got to high school. And then... Went through high school, was kind of doing my own thing, and graduated, moved out, then we got close. Pretty much it. Pretty much the story. But
yeah, something like that, I guess.
Pretty fucking long story.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, yeah. What do you think will be the key to the success of your relationship?
Communication. What do you mean?
Honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you think like
Loyalty?
Makes a relationship? Successful
loyalty
what factors so communication loyalty honesty
yeah there's like those three main ones I guess but
it's like a mutual understanding of what you want
mm-hmm.
yeah
I feel like for a lot of relationships people don't have the proper communication and what ends up happening is that one partner will be doing something that the other partner disagrees with but they won't say anything because they're scared or worried about how they're going to react. And then that starts to build up resentment in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that just boils up and eventually they get in a fight over it or something like that happens. And then it just causes things to go downhill from that. So I do feel like communication is probably the number one thing in any relationship.
Yeah.
As long as like you are properly communicating your feelings and are on the same page about everything. Like, because like even no matter what the relationship is, you're going to have disagreements and you're not going to agree on everything because you guys are two different people. But as long as you like are communicating and understanding about each other, then everything will be okay. But it's just like when you start to fucking not say how you feel because you're worried about the other one's reaction, that's when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's probably my biggest opinion on that.
I agree.
Do either of you guys ever miss high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
I literally was thinking that the other day. Like I was talking. I literally said that to one of my friends, Kaylee. I was like, I miss high school. Like. Not particularly Eastmont, but, like, I don't know. I just miss, like, being around everyone and, like, being social and going to, I don't know. I just.
What is your like favorite high school memory? Both of you, Logan too.
Like in high school?
Sure.
Like a high school event or like type thing?
Yeah.
Prom was pretty fun. I liked prom.
Did you drink at prom?
Prom was a fun night.
I took Molly at homecoming.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't have a prom. So.
Yeah.
COVID, baby.
You're, yeah.
I didn't have none of those.
Beginning of high school, like 9th, 10th grade was not very good. I didn't like high school. And then 11th and 12th, like senior year was
when the you year. Weren't there for half of it. Yeah. That's when it was cool.
Yeah, I didn't go pretty much my senior.
All senior year was freaking stupid for me. We only did like all COVID. 5 months and then COVID happened and then bye bye.
That's my junior.
I didn't
year.
Have a freshman yeah. year.
Screw freshman year. I mean, freshman year was probably one of my favorite years. Probably was my favorite year, actually. But, like, your senior year should be, like, your best year. 100%.
Senior was my best year. I love senior year.
Senior year sucked.
I looked back at senior year, and I low-key miss it. I love all the senior stuff I did. Like, it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that I miss about high school is that you have these friends that you don't hang out with outside of school, but you hang out with them in the classroom. Like, everyone has like these friends. They're like the people that you would never hang out with outside of school. But when you're in class with them, they're so funny. And, like, you always have a good time.
They're the
and
best talk. People.
Yeah, like, they're your best friend in the classroom. And you guys have multiple classes together. But outside of school, you guys just don't.
Just don't want to ruin the dynamic.
Just don't hang out. So.
But I was like that with someone. And then I became friends with her outside of school. And now we're, like, friends. Kaylee. Me and her were, like, strictly, like, only, like, school friends. And then we started hanging out outside of school. She's actually one of my closest friends now. So.
I used to like love going into the bathrooms just to see who was vaping and what kids were hanging
what
out.
What a weird thing to just randomly like to do.
It was like you go in there and you see like a different community of your friends all the time.
Like, yeah, I would
you
agree.
See,
you always
your
see
athletic friends in there. Mm-hmm. And you see the stoner kids or you see just the random group of kids you don't expect to vape that are just fucking fiends. Yeah, they're waiting for you to walk in and be like, hey, do you got a Nick?
Definitely a lot of fiends in high school. I remember there was a point for only like a month or two because I got really scared where I was selling vapes. I bought like 200 of them off like DHgate or Alibaba or some like Chinese website. I bought the original like skinny puff bars and got them for like $3 a piece and then was selling them for like $15, $10 to $15. Made like fucking over $1,000 off in like a month. I was like, all right, never doing that again. I got way too scared, but you know, a little side hustle. I knew like three of my
some
friends
kids be
were
making
doing
like rent off that shit.
Oh my gosh, dude, so much money.
At the like beginning of my senior year, we got vape detectors installed, and like you, like there were actual vape
crazy.
Detectors.
That's crazy.
And like anytime one of them would go off, a text would get sent to every teacher in the school that it went off.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, they have to lock down that bathroom.
The only thing I wish would have been different is I wish that Eastmont 9th grade was at the high school. Only for the reason that then we would have went to school together for a year, because then I think that would have been cool. Outside of that.
But then we wouldn't have. Like, it would have been, like, a few months of the school year.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because COVID.
Yeah, that's a good point. Didn't even think about that.
That would have been cool, though.
But, it's weird how Eastmont is one of the only school districts that doesn't allow freshmen at the high school.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, like seniors don't really want to deal with freshmen most of the time. But there always is like the freshman slayer, and that's the senior that just only goes for freshman girls or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like when we were freshmen.
Yeah, I know exactly.
There was a few girls who only went for like freshman guys.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those.
And they're seniors.
Fucking high
school. I didn't find any of
those. It was weird.
None of the freshmen I could find it like attractive. They all look so little.
They look like weasels.
Yeah, they're just. I don't know how you could find a freshman attractive as a senior.
They're like little fembomb boys. Little fem
boys.
I don't know if I. I don't know at what point I started finding your friends attractive. Might have been freshman year. Or like senior year for me.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when everyone started getting kind of hot. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We would like. when I played all the sports and everything.
When her short black hair, I know that's when you...
Well, I thought fucking cute the first time I ever met her, which was in Chelan for your fucking birthday.
Ah, yes. And
what is your biggest goal in life, each of you?
To be independent of, like, everybody else. Don't need a boss. Basically
self-dependence, independence, complete.
Yeah.
Like, completely, like, basically making your own food, like, having your own farm and shit like that, or just, like, basically financially independent?
Financially, and to some extent, like, yeah. Like, I want to be able to do most shit without going into a, like, town.
Like, not having to rely on as little people and systems as possible, basically. Yeah,
kind of just rely on myself.
It's very self-reliant.
Somewhere without a bunch of people.
What about you, Maya?
I agree with all that. I want to have my own business. I want to start a little coffee shop. And I already have my idea for it.
I
think
you said that too last time or something. Or I feel like I heard you say this not too long ago.
I've had this idea for years. That's probably why.
What are you going to name it?
I can't say that, just in case. You know, anyone steals my idea.
Trademark issues and, yeah, copyright.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Okay. This idea is my idea, so... And I'm going through with it 100%.
A little coffee shop.
Yeah. What the heck? Swedish fish expire?
Nah.
They expire on April 13th, 2024.
It's a sugar, bro.
Yeah, but that's weird. I've never seen an expiration date like that soon on a candy package.
Pretty sure I got some in a box in here somewhere.
Swedish fish?
Yeah.
Didn't I just buy those like the other day?
You bought them for Valentine's Day.
6 years old, probably.
What the fuck?
I've never seen... Why does it expire that soon?
Why does it expire in like a month?
Yeah.
Do you... How much do you think each of you care what other people think of you?
Select people.
So you think... Like, only a few people, mm-hmm. their opinions of you matter to you is what you're saying then.
Yeah.
What about...
You're like dude in the mall, and I happen to make a fool of myself. I'm not really going to care what you're thinking.
So I guess... Who are the people? Not like names, but I mean, what makes a person like their opinion valid to you?
If you're a good friend, like mm-hmm. a genuine one that I mm-hmm. have respect for, and you respect me, and father figures, your father itself, you know, or like your boss, people like that, people who carry value in your life.
Mm-hmm. Basically, people that you respect, right?
Yeah.
What about you, Maya?
Wait, what was the question? I totally forgot the question.
How many jugs of applesauce can you eat in a minute?
Shut your face. Definitely not. Kyle, what?
How much do you let like other people's opinions affect you? And like, do you care what other people think of you?
Well, I mean, I definitely care a little bit more what people think of me. I don't know why. I always have. Like, I easily get embarrassed. I mean, that's definitely calmed down a little bit. Like, it's definitely, like, since, like...
Well, no matter what, like, everyone definitely cares a little bit of what people think about them, whether they acknowledge it or not. Like, there's some...
Now I definitely don't care what, like... Like, I don't care if, like...
It's more so
random people... Like, if I don't know you, I don't really care. But it's, like, at a high school football game, this is the most embarrassing thing that I swear has ever happened to me. At a high one of our football games my senior year, you know, like... How everyone, there's the student section, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's sitting there. It's halftime. Everyone's sitting down. And they're all watching, like, the cheerleaders perform or whatever. And the stairs look like, those metal stairs were janky. Like,
yeah.
I was wearing Doc Martens, and I was walking up those stairs, and those Doc Martens are thick, like, heavy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I trip off the top step. But I don't fall. I kind of... No, I think I do fall, actually. I think I did fall. I don't know. I kind of blocked this memory out. But I fell, and I tried not to look up because I just knew everyone saw it, and I just didn't want to... I acted like it didn't happen because I didn't want to be embarrassed.
I think there's different ways, like, you care, and everyone cares about what people think of them, like, in different ways. Like... For me, I don't care how people view me. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless and what I think is best for me. and I'm going to do what makes me happy. And if someone like disagrees and has an opinion on that, I really don't care about their opinion on that. But when it comes to like my self-image and how, like, I don't want people to think I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
When I care about people in that, care about what people think about me in that way, because I want to try my best to show people that I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I'm not an asshole. And like not some made up version in their head. So if I hear about that, then I try and fix that, because I don't want that to be the case in anyone's head. I don't want to give anyone a reason to dislike me. Even though regardless, there's going to be people that don't like me. I'm not going to have everyone like me and whatnot. But so I guess I care about what people think in that way. But other than that, like, I don't know. At the same time, though, it's like if you do have that image about me, I know who I am, like deep down. And if you disagree,
then... Yeah, exactly. It's like when a rumor goes around and the people that believe it obviously clearly don't know you. Mm-hmm. And like the people that don't believe it and like that are like with like on your side, that's how you know like those are your friends, because like obviously they're not going to spread a rumor about you if they really know if it's true or not.
I think that only happens in high school though.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Tell me how many rumors be spread now about you. Like,
well, depends on.
For me, I feel like now that I've ever since I'm out of high school, there's just not drama like that, really. Like, I don't have to worry about rumors or any.
Yeah, it's not
like
often.
That.
I'm not saying it's often, but I'm saying, like, that's how you, like.
I just feel like that's such a childish thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, spread rumors, dude. Yeah. And also, people to believe everything they hear right away.
Yeah. Like,
that's
I know.
Just so stupid. Like, if you hear a rumor about something. Someone, it's best to probably either, if you know them, like ask them, like confront them yourself about it. And if you don't know them, then you probably shouldn't take into consideration that rumor in the first
or
place.
Or just like mind your own business.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't like, apply if you don't know them well enough to bring it up. Then it doesn't matter. Like, you shouldn't fucking care about the rumor at all. Yeah. And then people start spreading shit. Yeah, it's stupid, bro. I think that's very, very childish and immature.
Agreed.
Do you have an area in your life that you're not satisfied in? And like that you're never satisfied in? Like you try to address it or something, or maybe it's just something that you want to work on, but you just aren't, yeah, you're just not satisfied in that area of your life right now.
What do you mean? Like?
Body.
Yeah, I was just going to say like motivation for me.
Okay. Yours is body?
Like going to the gym. I hate, like, I can't.
Get the motivation to go every day?
No. Okay. Like, no, I don't particularly love the way I look, but, like, and, like, I know the gym will fix that, but, like, I just don't know. I just don't like the gym.
I don't want to work out, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically yours.
But I've been going a lot more.
Or yours is just more so, like, just not satisfied with where you're at. Like,
yeah.
Physique wise and everything.
Yeah, I was like, gotcha. I definitely could be bigger, stronger.
I feel like there's multiple things like that. Like for me, physique is definitely one of them, but it's also one of those things. Do you think you're ever going to be satisfied with your physique? Because there's always something better. Like yeah. You can always get better. Like, you're just comparing it to like this fantasy version of you that might not exist. I don't even think that's a bad thing either.
I'm also not satisfied.
You're always chasing a better version of yourself, which is definitely a good thing. Because then, if you're only self improving. That's better than falling down. So, you know, making forward progress is better than making no progress or going backwards. So,
I'm not satisfied because I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Like, I have no clue what I'm going to do in college. I don't know what I'm going to do with anything. So, like, I have a good idea on what I want to do in college, but, like.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think I have it slightly figured out. I think. I've decided I kind of want to, I don't know, I kind of want to become either a social worker or a caseworker, but like also I don't know, because that would be like really hard like mentally, but like.
Yeah, I think, me, I know I want to start a business.
Yeah, I want to do that, but that's why I want to go to school for business.
Particularly a marketing agency, because I already know how to do that, and I know how much money you can make from it, but I want to have like a solid career making solid money before that, so I don't have to depend on my business, and so I'm not like stressed out trying to make a business work. I'd rather just work on it in my free time and then build that and be able to start to work away from my other career and really focus on my business instead of just trying to go all in on a business. Like, I would rather do that, but you need money, and you need, I'd rather just have some sort of security in order to really go in on a business and grow that. So, yeah, that's for, yeah, that's definitely somewhere I'm not satisfied. But I honestly, with my goals, it kind of sounds sad, but I don't think I'll ever be satisfied with my life. Like, I just feel like there's always, like, I'm one of those people that is always comparing myself to what I could be, to the potential on myself. And like I said earlier, I don't think it's a bad thing, but it's also, there's always another version of me I'm chasing, which can be very, I guess, sad at times, because you feel like you could be doing more or you could be further than you are. But then you just got to keep into context and like compare to other people your age and realize that you're really not behind, and everyone has their own path and journey, and it's all at different times in the first place. So what's something that you've done that you're proud of?
Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself for doing the apple blossom thing. Oh my God, that was so hard. Like, going up in front of that many people and talking for that long and memorizing that speech, that was hard.
Yeah, it's crazy that you memorized that.
Yeah, I was so proud of I'm still so proud of myself for that.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't win, but...
Yeah, I was hyped when you did it.
Definitely were smoking pot that day.
I think I actually did hit the bed before I went.
No, mommy.
Because I was so nervous. I was running late. It just...
I got a little shout out in there, too.
Oh, yeah, I did mention you. I mentioned...
I got a little shout out.
I mentioned a few people in that speech. I mentioned Rachel. I mentioned Ella.
Why didn't you mention me?
You weren't in my life at that point.
Here's, okay. You should have known. Telepathy, time travel into the future.
I couldn't have done that.
Very disappointed. What is something you're proud of, Logan?
Not really anything. I've done nothing spectacular with my life at all.
I disagree. I'm sure you have something...
I'm just proud of who I am.
Yeah, okay, you're a really good person, I think.
The person you are for your friends, everything. Okay, like this might seem like a very minuscule thing, but to me, like something that you did that, like, I guess it's not even that big, but it just kind of shows your character. The first day I ever hung out with Gracie, and Eric took her vape, and I went outside to go get it back from him, and he told me I had to smoke the cigarette to get it back. And like, I was about to do it, but you like stood up and you're like, nah, you're not doing that, bro. Cause you had known I'd never smoked, and like, you stopped it from happening. And you told Eric, like, dude, give it back.
I was about to smoke a cigarette for a girl.
Like, I don't know.
As I smoke cigarettes on a regular basis.
Okay,
too.
I know. But like, the fact that you like stepped up and like said that, I think, cause that was my first time hanging out with you guys as a group too, actually, at Andrew's house. Cause that was Andrew's birthday. I'm pretty sure it was either the first or second time there.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, actually, I think it was the second time. And I didn't really know Eric like that. And he wanted me to fucking smoke a cigarette. And you're like, I'm about to take it. And you're like, no, Eric, give him the vape right now. And I just thought that was like hella cool. So, and then you got drunk like weeks later and tried to give me smoke, but. It's all good, bro. Talk about the first time we ever smoked. Maya, what was your first experience like? Not a cigarette, weed, by the way. Not a cigarette.
Weed.
First, the story is so funny. It was me and my best friend and her boyfriend at the time. We were all in a room, and they started.
Is that Ella?
Yeah, they started smoking, like. A little bit before that, and they got me to smoke, and so we got an apple, and we obviously made a pipe out of it, and I go to light it up myself, and like, I don't know how to like use a lighter that well, like I'm not experienced in like how to turn it correctly, like I don't know how to do this.
You still aren't really.
Shut your mouth. And I ended up getting it. I honestly don't remember if I got high or not. Like, I really couldn't tell you. And I burnt off my eyebrow and my eyelashes.
How?
On this eye. I don't know, but I always remember these eyelashes. I mean, they've grown out now, but they were always a lot shorter.
So you don't even know if you got stoned.
Oh wait, actually, I think they were this one because I still have a bald spot from it.
So you don't even remember if you got stoned or not?
Honestly, no, I don't.
Have you ever like had hallucinations or like tripped off smoking
weed?
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely been really high, but I've not hallucinated.
Do you ever feel like you were glitching through reality?
No.
Yeah, you smoked some weak ass stuff, bro.
Oh, I was taking dabs. I wasn't smoking.
Because my first time was crazy, dude. And there's a video of that. Put the link like right here.
No, I definitely. I know. But like Ella,
it's
had
actually like right here.
Yeah.
But I only leak
it right there for real. There's a whole video of that.
But I only ever smoked with Ella, and Ella was my best friend, so like I felt like safe with her, I guess. So like if I did get nervous or anything, she would calm me down. She'd be like, "Bro,
yeah,
you're high. Chill."
Yeah, I just like, smoked because I got a lot of money to do it, so I really didn't care.
I just did it because I
still only
felt
smoked
like
two
it.
Times, and the second time was probably the worst experience of my life, and it was like a month and a half
Why
ago
did you
with
smoke
these
the first
two.
Time?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you got paid $1,000.
$1,250 to smoke from Isaac. Because he's been trying to get me to smoke since I was 16 years old. And finally, after I turned 21, like 6 months later. Actually, no, it was like 6 months before I turned 21. He goes, "Kaya, today's the day." Go, "All right. $1,000, bro." He goes, "Today's the day." He goes, "But hey, I have a deal. I'm not going to give you $1,000. I'll give you $1,250. So I'll throw in an extra $250, but I'm going to give you two payments of it. So two payments of $675. All right, bro. All right, I'll do it." He goes, "I'll have the other half next Friday." And so is it $675, right? Or is it two? Hold on. I got to make sure that math is
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of wrong.
You're right.
It's wrong, huh?
625. Five. Wait.
625.
1250 is what I got total.
It would be 575.
Yeah, you're retarded.
550 plus 550 is 1100. Oh, wait.
600 plus 600 is 1200. So 625 is what it was. Two payments is 625. Anyways, so he paid me. I went outside, smoked a whole bowl to myself. And then after that, I went inside. Waited like 15 minutes, then hit two rips off the dab pen. I was sitting in the chair making all like these weird faces on the camera. And at one point I thought I was having like a little heart attack. And then like just I got up and I would walk. And it felt like I would be walking down the hallway. And I'd go from like one part of the hallway all the way to the end. And I didn't know how the hell I got there. It was like I just like
teleport.
Like I literally glitched throughout. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And then a part of it, I'm laying on Isaac's bed and I thought my leg got tangled into a pretzel and I almost started crying because I couldn't undo them. And Isaac had to come over and help like untangle my legs because I thought I was stuck. I thought Wesley had anime character eyes. Like I thought they were just like this big and bright blue. And
what the fuck
was he just like? It looks like he could be like a character though.
We went on a drive around the block, and I guess we only went around the block one time, and it felt like we were driving for 3 hours. So crazy. That was my first
time.
See,
I think you like purposely like tripped yourself out though.
Yeah, I don't know how you hit
the DMT cart.
Yeah, I don't know how you purposely glitched the reality and end up on one side of the room.
Well, if you think DMT well, weed is like. Obviously, you get really high your first time, but, like, I don't know. Obviously, if you're thinking you're going to get this, like, crazy high and you're going to feel all these sorts of ways, you're going to feel those all sorts of ways.
Maybe.
But if you go into it thinking, like, oh, I'm just going to get a little high right now, you're just going to get a little high.
Or you Logan, what was your first high. Time?
My first time was when I was, like, 13. snuck out of my house. Or snuck out of the apartment that me and Maya are at right now. And it was in my dad's room at the time. That was my room. And where his bed is was where mine was. And there's a window above this bed, so you could, like, step on the bed and jump out the window.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a little rock area. And it was kind of loud when you, like, land on it. But there's a green box in the middle, so you going to land on that. I would always shoot for that when I was sneaking out. And this time I was going over to my aunt's house, like planning on smoking for the first time. And she was living in the same complex as me at the same time. So I just like walked like, I don't know, a couple hundred feet and I was over at her apartment. And we go in because I was with my brother too. He was walking at the same time because he had been going over there for the past couple weeks too and getting stoned for the first couple times. So our aunt was just like kind of introducing us to marijuana, kind of being a terrible person. And we get there and the she's got a few friends over.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And a couple of my, I guess, uncle's brothers. But he's not my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like random people. They were there. And they sparked up a joint. And I hit it like 4 or 5 times. And was like not feeling much. And they sparked up another. So I hit that one a couple more times.
Mm-hmm.
And just went and laid down. They were playing Mortal Kombat and shit. And like 10 minutes into it, Mortal Kombat was looking like really fucking realistic all of a sudden. I was like, holy shit, I didn't know this game was so cool. Like, just fucking baffled by everything. And
man, 13 is crazy.
Yeah, dude. This is also the first night that I had beer.
You got crossfaded your first time?
Yeah, there, one of my uncle's brothers, he comes over with the beer and hands it to me, and it's like I don't know, a dark ale, fucking Irish death or some shit.
Ugh.
And I'm like sipping on it. I finish it like 30 minutes later. And I am feeling it by then. And I go and like lay down on the floor in the middle of the room. And I close my eyes and I like start to see shit in my imagination. And one thing I vividly remember seeing is like gorillas dancing around in like a circle. What the— I don't know. It was just like,
is that why you hate monkeys?
Probably why I hate fucking monkeys. It's just like gorillas dancing in a circle, all ritualistic, like, but like, there's nothing wrong with these gorillas. They're just gorillas.
That's his least favorite animal, is a monkey. Really.
Speaking of like visuals, when you close your eyes, did you guys ever have any reoccurring nightmares? Have you ever had a reoccurring nightmare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is it? Maya, you can go first.
I don't know how to explain mine. Like, mine, I can't explain. Like, they were just always, like, I literally can't explain it. But it was a nightmare I still have to this day. I haven't had it in quite a while. And, like, I remember this one specific time I had it, and I went out in the living room, and I literally slept in the living room with, like, mom or dad or something, because I was so scared. And, like, it's still so scary.
You don't even know how to explain it?
No, like, it's just like a weird object, like moving bigger and closer and bigger. Like, it just gets bigger and bigger and closer. And it like is a really weird texture. And oh my God, it is the scariest thing in the whole world. And it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's not okay.
What's yours, Logan?
This one kind of goes hand in hand. It's like, when this dream happens, I normally wake up during it,
mm-hmm.
like through segments of this dream, and I'm not able to move. But it's always like different things in this dream. I don't know if you've seen movies where it's a bunch of little movies put together by different like writers. And
like Scary Movie or something, like a comedy kind of thing, or like it's like skits of like a parody, no, like a parody movie.
No, it's like, well, there's one called the ABCs of Death per se, and 26 people were tasked with write a movie about the letter A, and A was something about albinos, and then B was Bigfoot, and it was a little short flick about Bigfoot. A was a little short flick about this weird albino dude killing people. C was about Charlie Horse. It was some childhood horse thing. So it was just like different things, and you would watch the movie and it would progressively go on, and you'd be like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
But my dream was like it'd be like my worst nightmare, like possible, like social situation wise. Mm-hmm. Like you walk into classroom and it's your ex there, mm-hmm. like fucking some dude. And you just happen to be butt naked with the smallest shrimp dick in the world. Like some shit yeah. vile yeah. like that. And then you'd wake up and be like, oh my God, that was a terrible, terrible dream. And you go back to sleep. And you'd have like a scary dream. And you'd wake up and you'd just be like,
that's heart definitely racing, happened to like, me what before. The fuck?
Yeah.
Then you go back to sleep. You're trying to go back to sleep. And then something like a realistically scary dream happens. Like, mm-hmm. you crash your truck and it's like financial, like you're fucked. You're going to jail. Like your life's over.
That's a weird, like, scary dream. I've never had anything like that. I've had two, but before I talk about those, there's two other things I wanted to bring up. Have you ever, or actually you guys, I think Wait. You just mentioned this. It was the chair. I think just like, blah, 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 blah. Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the couch. Maybe, I don't know. Anyways, you ever just wake up and like you fucking kick your leg hella hard on accident, or like you just like move something hella fucking hard?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely had that happen a few times.
Or like where you're just like
dreaming and then like you think you're gonna like start running or something, and then you like wake up to yourself actually.
Like when you're first falling asleep, I feel like that usually only happens to me when I'm first falling asleep and I'm really lightly sleepy, and I'll be like falling or like yeah. something, and I like jolt yeah. up.
I do like, feel like awake. It only happens like as you're like in the first like 30 minutes of you going yeah. to sleep. The other thing I wanted to bring up is because you said like seeing your ex or something or your girlfriend like that. Do you ever, like, even if you don't have feelings for this person anymore, like if you saw this person in public, do you have, or if you ever see like anyone you've ever had feelings for in public, do you ever get like a feeling like you just like fucking everything just tightens up and like your stomach drops and you're like, fucked, I do not want to see this person right now.
Okay, so I have like two pretty different responses when I see my exes. So my first ex, Kyla, I dated her when I was like 13, 14, and 15. Mm-hmm. When I see her in public, it's not a big like, oh my God, I saw my ex. It's more like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Cool, catch you later. And then there's my other ex. When I see her in public, I fucking bolt the other direction, like tail between my legs. I don't want to have this interaction.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fucking screamed at for whatever reason you have pulled out of your ass today.
Yeah. I guess that's probably like the same thing with me and my like first girlfriend. She, like it was just like little kid fucking shit. It's like now seeing her, it's like, okay, it's been fucking a long ass time. Like, I really don't care. Like, all my exes, like everyone I've ever liked and stuff, I don't really care about them now either. But for me, every time, like at church, I thought I fucking saw last week. And I was like, as soon as I thought I saw her, everything just like tightened up and dropped. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to. Like, I just don't even like the thought of, I don't know. I just
don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I just, and it's not like anything bad would happen. It'd just be like an awkward interaction. I just don't want to talk to you, bro. Like,
yeah. I feel like if I, like, kind of same thing as Logan, like, my first ex, like, we'd be, like, we're cool. But, like, second, like, but I feel like I wouldn't talk to either of them if I saw them in public. Like how you said if you saw, like, it would be an awkward interaction. I feel like I wouldn't even talk to them.
I don't even.
Like, we've seen, like, your ex before a few times.
Yeah,
we make eye contact, and it's
I don't even, I
not
guess
like an issue.
Me,
no.
It's not even, like, that, it's like, I don't know, just for some reason.
Your ex, on the other hand, though, goes psycho if she sees it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. Anyhow. We don't need to get into that, but. I don't know, just for every girl I feel like that I've really cared about, if I see them, I just hate seeing them in public. Something about it just fucking, just gets to me, bro. Not even like in a, like a mad way or upset or anything. It's just like everything inside me tightens and I just get hella nervous for some reason. I'm just like, God, yeah, I don't want to see you.
All right, I got a question for you, because I don't know if I'll ever have this happen to me, but I've never ran into someone I've had casual sex with. When you run into, like, is that awkward at all?
No.
It's just like, hey, what's up? Like, I've seen you naked.
I've literally went and talked to her multiple times since. So, I mean, I was drunk when that happened. So,
Bombie.
Anyone I've had casual sex with, I don't really see ever again, I feel like. So, except, I guess. even think about it really. So
you probably shouldn't either.
Back to the reoccurring nightmare part.
Okay.
Well, I just had to go like that. I don't know how the hell we got this far off topic.
I don't know.
Anyways, so my two reoccurring nightmares. One I had as a kid, my buddy Dawson Schultz. We were probably like fucking 10 years old, and we're at one of my buddy's parties, at birthday parties, and he tells us a scary story about how this old lady goes to sleep and she has a dog, and she keeps getting up to, because she hears the faucet dripping in her bathroom, and she goes to her bathroom and turns off the faucet, and then she wakes up from that, and her dog like licks her like every time, and so she fucking wakes up again from her dog licking her, and she hears the faucet dripping. She goes, turns it off, and she wakes up like a third time from her dog licking her, and she goes in the bathroom to turn off the faucet, and in the mirror it says dog's bite, human's lick, and blood, and her dog's hanging, fucking her dog is skinned, hanging in her shower, dripping blood. So the drip sounds with blood, and she realized that a human had been licking her the whole time. And yeah, so that was just like a scary story he told me, and that like stuck with me. And I'd have a nightmare that I was sleeping in my bedroom, where Ty's bedroom is now. I would have this nightmare where I'd be sleeping there, and I'd wake up, and I'd hear something outside my window right there, and I look up into the side of the house where those trees are, and like you could just faintly see like this naked, skinny, bald guy, like who was this veiny, like looked like a demon, and he had like a long, super long tongue. And it was just like the scariest fucking looking dude ever. And I would just keep, that would happen multiple nights. I'd just have this image of this guy standing right outside my window right there, like just staring at me. But the other one that probably is a lot more relatable to most people is I'd be chased by the Grim Reaper down this alleyway. And I'd just keep going down the alleyway, and then I'd get pinned up against the wall, and there'd be a metal trash can right behind me. And he'd come up to me, and as soon as he was about to get me, I'd fall back into the trash can, and I'd just keep falling in pitch blackness. And as soon as I was about to hit the ground, I'd wake up and be like,
Also, another thing
that happened multiple times
that I hate in dreams is when like you're in a situation where you have to run and you can't run, or you have to scream and you can't scream. Those are the scariest situations.
Or you
ever.
Gotta punch something.
Yeah, and you can't.
And you're like beating the shit out of it, and it's not dying.
Yeah, or like hurt. You can barely so punch. Weak in dreams. Yeah. So weird.
Or you get punched and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That is such a weird feeling too, because you feel like you're fighting someone, or like you're trying to lift someone up in a dream, and like it just feels so hard. Like
whenever I would go to punch someone in a dream, it just felt like,
yeah, that's literally what like, it feels like. You're trying to like swing as hard as you can, feels like it's in slow motion, yeah, as you're going to punch them. It's so weird. I didn't know other people felt like that.
It just feels like your arm turns
like
a feather.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you have no control.
Yeah.
That's a very weird feeling. But yeah, definitely. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Where you get, where you wake up in your sleep and like you're paralyzed pretty much.
You can't move.
And yeah, it's like kinda really scary.
Yeah, it's happened to me, I think, 2 times. And one time was in the old house where I lived, and the other time was at mom and dad's house. That time at mom and dad's house, I was pretty scared because I had the closets right in front of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark out, and one of the closets was open. And I just kept thinking,
I hated your closet doors.
There was
going to
be someone that was going to like just walk out of it, like just some witch or something, like a demon or something. I couldn't move. And also, my bedroom door was like creeped open too, and it's pitch black. It was night out, and everyone's asleep by this point. And I'm just waiting for someone to like walk down the hallway and open my door and just do something to me. And that was super intense. I couldn't move. And then the other time was at my old house. And same thing. Just laying in my bed. Can't move. My eyes are just flickering back and forth trying to figure out what the hell. It's pitch black in my room. And I just, yeah, it's just terrifying.
Logan, you want to know what's happening a lot recently? I'll like wake up like when you do in the morning. But then I'll fall back asleep, but I can usually like make those dreams that I have within the time that you're like in the bathroom to coming back. Like I can like lucid dream in that like 30 to 45 minute time span, and I can control those dreams, and those are my favorite dreams ever, because those are always good ass dreams.
I do think my favorite dreams are when you wake up and then go back to sleep, because like that short period when you do go back to sleep, I feel like you can kind of control it a little mm-hmm. bit, or like go back to the.
It happens every morning to me, and I love it.
This is kind of switching topics, but do you have any favorite celebrity you'd like to meet, both of you guys?
Justin Bieber.
Logan.
Mike Tyson.
Why?
Hi, I'm Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. I just want to be a good person.
Or Billie Eilish. Faggot.
Fuck you till you love me, faggot.
I'm going to fuck you till you love me, faggot.
My, why do you want to meet Justin Bieber? Huh?
He's always been my crush. And Billie Eilish, too. Billie Eilish or Justin Bieber.
I'm going to meet Ryan Reynolds and Jennifer Lawrence.
Deadpool, bro? Deadpool 3 comes out this year. I'm so freaking hyped.
Oh my god, did you guys see Megan Fox's new hair?
No.
It's she doesn't even look like Megan Fox anymore. It's because she doesn't even look like Megan Fox anymore. She's not hot anymore. Like I swear, soul, Megan Fox with the black long slick. Oh my god, she was so hot and now.
What is it now?
Pink. No, it's so bad now. I'll show you guys.
I forget what it's called.
Like she's obviously she's Megan Fox.
Her husband.
Yeah, obviously she's Megan Fox, so she's like kinda good looking, but like
do you think there's any positive role models or any celebrities that are good for kids to look up to?
Yeah, Top G.
I agree with that. Top G is the best one.
Shut your mouth.
I'm serious. Shut your mouth. Like, when I think of celebrities, who would I want my kid to look up to? Probably Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah. She dyed it red at first.
And I still think she's...
Oh, wait. I think that was a wig, actually. But this, her pink hair is her real hair. Well, obviously, she's still hot, but... y'all mean to tell me?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
She doesn't look like Megan Fox. She's like
the female version of MGK.
Yeah, she does.
Like, that just doesn't look like...
Also, love that Sean Strickland was beefing with MGK.
Yeah.
Thought that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny. called him a vampire.
He's like, dress like a man, bro.
Yeah. I don't think I'd really want my kids to ever look up to Sean Strickland, but I do agree with like his values and stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, there's parts of him, but when I think of kids or who I'd want my kids to look up to, I think of people who are also empathetic towards others. So probably Andrew Tate, probably like The Rock. I feel like he's a pretty good role model. I feel like he's
Rock's a horrible person.
I feel like he's a good person. Do you actually think he's a bad person?
Yeah.
Why?
Just kind of what I've seen from, like, other interviews about him. People, how they've talked about working with him.
I guess I haven't really seen that much. I did hear about him and the guy from Fast and Furious. They had beef. What's the other bald guy's name?
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. I've heard that.
He was also problems. Just, like, an entitled prick for most of his upbringing.
Joe Rogan... I don't know. There's a lot of guys, honestly. Maya, is there any celebrities you think it'd be okay for your kids to look up to?
David Goggins, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Good one. You're not going to partake in that question?
No. Me.
Yeah.
Jordan, you can look up to me.
Jordan Peterson or Jordan Patterson? Peterson.
Peterson? Peterson, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely want them to have, like, his empathy.
Is there any... Okay, yeah, we're just going to rapid fire these last few questions so you guys can get out of here. Okay. Is there anything either of you are genuinely passionate about? Like, what's one thing that each of you are genuinely passionate about?
Genuinely? Like, America? But I can't do anything about it? But I'm pretty passionate about what goes on in the country.
I'd agree with that. I feel like our country's kind of going to shit. In a lot of ways.
And it pisses me off.
It does piss me off, too.
A lot of things I hear
but about I definitely think you can contribute. But it's just, it's really hard to contribute anything.
It's hard to contribute in such an amount that you're going to make a difference. Yeah. But, like, if you get enough people just doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a thing that a few buddies I've talked to, their parents, they've said, you may not think you're making a difference, but if you get enough people, like voting, for example... By having the mindset that your vote doesn't change anything, if everyone that had that mindset actually voted, that could be the difference. But it's because people don't think that their vote matters. They don't vote. But say
like your dad.
But say there's 10,000 people that don't vote, that could end up changing a whole poll.
Oh, yeah, that's like a whole county.
Yeah, exactly. And there's definitely that much people that don't vote, probably, that would vote for one way because they don't think their vote matters.
I think there was like...
90 some million votes.
Yeah, and how many people are in this country?
There's this country.
390 million?
Yeah. Exactly. 400 Maya, something. Do you have anything you're genuinely passionate about?
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Nothing? Sounds like you're very passionate about coffee.
Coffee?
You said you wanted to start a coffee shop.
Yeah, I love myself some coffee, but like, I don't know.
I feel like I'm passionate about impacting others, like making a positive.
I was just gonna say making people happy, but like, I feel like that's not a passion. I feel like
that's a passion, but I feel like, how often do you really act on that? Do you really go out of your way to make people happy a lot of times?
The people that sometimes, I like.
But not random people.
I don't know. No. I'll randomly compliment a grandma. Say that her ass looks nice.
Okay.
Logan, shut your mouth.
Her eyes are looking extra good today.
Oh, hey, Granny, can I get a piece of that, Granny? Oh, my God. Is there anything that you used to do that makes you cringe now?
My ex.
Wait, what was the question?
That's a great answer. Is there anything that you used to do that makes you cringe now?
You had a good answer.
For me, it's definitely the old Musical.ly's.
Oh, you did those?
Yeah.
Oh
my
gosh. I used to make Musical.ly's.
Oh, then I got to see the video of the couple videos of you rapping the other day.
Oh, no.
I showed him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he didn't know what the 10 toes down challenge was. Because I heard.
I still don't
know. I saw a TikTok
it's
of it.
Rapping
just
to that specific beat.
Just the other day, I saw a TikTok of it. And I was like, oh my God, do you remember the 10 toes down challenge? And he was like, what's that? And I was like,
why the fuck did you make my voice sound like that?
My life's
like,
a horror story.
Because you got mad at it.
But I'm lost and all alone, looking for my own home. So then it's pretty good here.
That's why I showed him. I showed him all of them.
I forced him. Here's a music that I made after my 8th grade girlfriend broke up.
The link
to
it's right here. Even if the sky is falling down, you'll be. Bro, what the fuck?
You have to like put the video on the screen.
I'm not posting that on the YouTube, bro. Or all my friends used to clown on me for this one. Bro, yeah.
I remember.
Whoa, what?
I don't have any of my like old Musical.ly saved.
Yeah, I saved most.
You can be mean.
You can be me when you look this clean. I'm a classic, man. Oh, baby, I'm a classic, man.
Anywho.
What's your embarrassing thing?
Yeah. What was the question?
What's something that, looking back, makes you cringe on now?
My old Instagram page.
Literally anything I used to do in middle school, junior high. I used to be like crazy obsessed with boys, so I was always trying to impress them.
I can't wait to ask Tana this question in like 4 years.
Tana's kind of lucky. I feel like Tana and Ty, their situation, what I do like about them is that their whole childhood, at least for me, like I videoed a lot of it, so they're going to be able to look back on them being little kids in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And be disappointed.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how they look at it in 10 years from now, but maybe. That's a possibility for sure. Here's another. Was there ever a time in your life that you thought you were going to die?
Yeah. I was like choking really bad one time. Like my mom barely got to me in time to do the Heimlich.
How old were you?
Like 11.
What were you choking on?
A piece of steak.
Damn. And but your like, mom actually had to do the Heimlich on you?
Yeah, I was like, my mom did like a really good 100-foot dash,
mm-hmm,
in sand, like fucking running across the beach
in
sand.
Like
5 seconds.
Eating steak on a beach, bro? That sounds amazing.
And she was just like, 5 seconds, like fucking.
Moms are
done.
Crazy.
Like had me like up in the air. I was like, what the fuck?
When do you think you were going to die?
I didn't remember. After that, I thought about it, and I was like, no, I didn't really think I was going to die. I just probably get really hurt.
What, the bike accident?
I mean, that, but, like, me and Armando and Ella almost crashed up at the airport. That was really scary.
Why, was someone driving fast and stupid, or what?
Mm-hmm.
Armando was driving fast and stupid?
Around those, like, curves, he was going, like, it was, like, January, and he went, like, was going, like, 60 around him, and we, like, spun out.
Sounds pretty stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Drowned once too, up at like Roosevelt.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know where it was at. It was at a family friend's like family reunion thing, and I got stuck under like a floaty, and there was like fucking 10 people. It was one of those like rafts that are like anchored down in the middle of like a lake, and I got stuck, and there was like fucking 20 plus kids all like, jumping in and out of this thing, and I got stuck under it. I couldn't find the like way to get back up, and. Yeah, I thought I was going to drown, but you can continue on your story.
I was just trying to swim out to something that was, like, further away than I thought it was. And I got, like, halfway to it and was like, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to make this. Like, I can't keep going and make it, and I can't turn back and make it.
Smart.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I think my two, I've had two times where I thought I was going to die. One of them, I guess, is where I thought I was going to die, and the other one was more so where I was probably like close to dying, had something gone wrong.
There's also just scary situations. Like, I've been at a few parties where, like, guns have gotten shot, and, like, obviously that is scary, but, like, that. I don't know. I mean, other
guns weren't shot, they were pulled, but...
Oh, I've been at a party where guns got shot, and
yeah,
it was pretty scary, but I mean...
Fucking... When, What's her face's car window was bashed out? That was pretty intense.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
Dude, fucking all these Mexicans started jumping this one white dude at a party at fucking Daniel's house where you guys met. And that one Mexican just grabs the fucking ping pong table or the beer bong table and fucking flips it over for no reason, dude. And then all the kids just start jumping this one white kid. And I hear a kid talk about getting a gun. And then, like, another kid, like, talked about grabbing a knife and
there
some shit.
There was a lot of stuff that happened that night.
Yeah. And I, like, instantly start looking for Maya. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. So I start looking for Maya. And I was like, all right. And all the girls were in, like, Daniel's room. And they're like, is it okay? Like, should we? I was like, yeah, you guys should get the fuck out of here. This is not a safe place to be right now. I told everyone to leave. I got Maya. And Maya and Emily, I think, we go outside and we go down to Emily's car and her fucking rear window is smashed out. So her ex or her boyfriend at the time came there with a fucking bat and smashed out her window. Cause
it was
she
her ex at the time. It was her ex.
Oh, well, because he got mad that she went to the party and came there and smashed her window. Like 30 seconds after we went outside, the fucking one white kid is running outside and all the fucking Mexicans are chasing him and they tackle him to the ground and like they start stomping on his head and shit.
That's definitely not what happened, but... Somewhat close.
Okay, maybe it wasn't a white kid or some shit. But the kids did come chasing the one kid outside. And he got taken to the ground.
Well, no. The whole party, inside there are fights. And then the fights didn't, like, obviously there was fighting outside. But then, like, everyone was kind of just going to their cars, like, trying to leave. Mm-hmm. And then when we were out there by Emily's car, the one white boy, Raiden, he was trying to talk to one of his friends, Xavier. He was, like, just saying, like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. And he, like, threw, like, he... Like, did something with his hands, peace sign, did something. He didn't throw up a gang sign. And a bunch of, like, of the Mexicans were behind Xavier. And they thought he was talking to them. And they thought he threw up something. Oh, okay. So they went over, started jumping him. And
dude,
then they pulled
head,
the gun
like,
on
stomped
one of
in and
yeah.
Shit. And like, that's when, like, as soon as that shit happened, bro.
It was bad.
I was like, Maya, get in the fucking car.
Because
go,
one
go,
of the
go.
Guys pulled a gun on one of the girls, that one of Raiden's friend, one of the guys that was getting jumped, one of his girlfriends. One of the guys, like, literally put a gun in her face, and I was like,
yeah.
Fuck away.
So I tell
Maya, like, no.
I tell Maya and Emily to get the fuck out of here, and I'm like, dude, let's go, because I'm, like, right here. They're, like, getting close to us, too, like, literally, like, feet away from the car. And
Emily's, like, not getting in the car.
And Emily finally gets in, and when she does, she just fucking starts, I'm not even in the car, she starts driving away. I'm like, hey, open the fucking back door.
Like, Emily.
I'm running with the car, like, trying to open it up real quick, and finally, fucking, she unlocks it, I jump in, slam that shit. The glass literally, like, shatters on the back of my fucking head, bro, because, like, part of the window is still up, and as she drives, like, it was just kept shattering down, and it's like raining on my back. I'm like, holy shit. And then
yeah
that was a crazy ass night.
And then I had to go back up there. Emily's brother gave me a ride back up there because I had Keegan's keys to his car.
And they were still at the house.
Yeah.
Keegan, his girlfriend, and... Oh, wait, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible
crazy,
night.
Crazy times.
Yeah, there was a lot going on that night.
Let's see. What? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Where I thought I was going to die. I went camping with Isaac, his dad, Spencer Mott, Dave Mott, some other people. And we're all like 12 years old, 13, and we're all sitting around the fire. And our buddy Ben goes up to go take a piss, and he starts going pee. And we just hear him, like, he stops and he starts pointing at something. He goes, bear, bear, bear. And he starts fucking booking it. And then next thing I know, fucking all my buddies are in the camper or in a car, like locked within like in a second. And me and Isaac and Keenan and Mott, we literally couldn't move. We froze. Like, I got up and stood behind my chair. Isaac stood behind his chair. And Keenan Mott starts, like, standing up big like this. He goes, bear, bear, bear. And fucking, like, the bear comes running out at us and, like, just gets all huge and shit. And Keenan Mott's, like, 6'6", too. He was, like, a big guy. And he's, like, goofy as fuck. He just goes, bear. Oh, there's a bear. There's a bear. And, like, literally doing that. And me and Isaac are frozen. All the kids got in the camper and cars in literally, like, 2 seconds. And turns out it wasn't a bear. It was Isaac's dad dressed in a gorilla suit. Scared the shit out of all of us. And then the time I was closest to death was in my principal's driveway, seeing how fast I could go on a four-wheeler. The driveway is like 100 yards long, and I wanted to see how fast I could go without a helmet. And got up to 50 miles per hour in a gravel driveway, and I had my buddy at the road making sure no cars were coming just in case I couldn't slow down in time. And I hit 50 right before I wanted to hit the 50 mark, so I hit 50, and I got it as soon as I got to the fucking road. And before the road, there's like a hole, like where water would go, like a water hole. And I fucking hit that going 50 miles per hour, basically jumped over the road. And I think I panicked, throttled, and I was like, okay, I'm either gonna go into this garage door and completely destroy it, or I'm gonna try and avoid it. But I can't really avoid it because there's like 3 feet on the side of it, and with the thing that's stopping it on the side is there's like this wood like 2 foot wall, like these 2 foot wood planks right here, just on their side. So I really can't just jump over that. So it's like, I'm going to try and avoid it, but I'm definitely going to like hit the side of it, or I just go head first in the garage. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try and avoid it. Fucking do that. And I panic throttled and yeah, going 50 miles per hour into the house, into the corner of the garage. And the only thing that saved me from like breaking my neck or back is my legs got caught in the handlebars. So when I hit, my legs got caught and they just whipped me forward and I just smacked my face on the four wheeler. And that's when my nose is broken. And otherwise I would have flown off going 50 miles per hour and I probably would have fucking died. So
probably, yeah.
Yeah. So thank God my legs are long and got caught in the handlebars. And I get off that as soon as it happens. And I go like this. And blood just sprays everywhere. And Isaac is on an electric scooter. And he's driving back up the driveway. And he goes, Kai, I just cut off his fingers. Kai, I just cut off his fingers. Because he saw me go like this. And he saw the blood spray everywhere. And all of a sudden, neighbors are running out. Because I guess it was like a huge, like someone thought there was a fucking explosion. And like
the fucking house that hard.
Dude, 50 miles per hour. Yeah.
Like your head or some shit.
And yeah, it was bad. It was so, the four-wheeler was totaled. Like it was... The house, the strongest part, like the support beams, was literally like indented. Like it was like they had to repair the whole corner support of that house, the structure of the garage right there. It was bad.
I think back to that, and I don't even know how you survived that. Like that's yeah. crazy. No, yeah, your head going into something that hard.
Well, luckily it was a plastic cover. So, but I mean, still,
yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude. Yeah, if I would have got thrown off that bitch, I'm done, dude. And then I remember, so they're all talking to me. Like all the adults and everything, and I ended up being fine. And I had a tablet at the time because I didn't have my own like smartphone yet. And I was talking to this girl named, I think. And I started sending like selfies to her on Snapchat on my big ass tablet. Like, yeah, I just broke my nose, like flexing a broken nose to her, bro.
Yeah, so that was the closest time I've ever died. If money wasn't a problem, what would you do with your life or for work? What would you be doing with your spare time if money wasn't a problem?
What was the original question?
If money wasn't a problem, what would you be doing with your life or for work?
I wouldn't be working.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, there's some people like that are just passionate about something, like an actor or some shit. Like, if money wasn't a problem, you'd be just acting.
Actually, I'd still probably start my own business. I would do that if money wasn't a problem. I think that's so cool. That's still something I would like to do.
I think I'd just be
traveling a whole lot.
Forest Service.
Gotcha. Yeah, if money wasn't a problem, I feel like I'd just be traveling all the time.
Traveling.
I wouldn't have a real job. I would definitely just be making YouTube videos like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And doing podcasts and all that. Definitely just traveling.
Yeah.
Would you die if you knew it would set up your family for life?
Well, most of my family's probably going to die in the next, like, 25 years, so.
I guess, okay, if it set up your future family, like, say you had kids, and it would set them up for, like, 5 generations.
I'm going to also say, like, maybe because I heard a really terrible story about Mr. Ballin today about this.
Were you watching Mr. Ballin without me?
Yeah, I always do.
New?
No.
Okay. He only posts on Sundays and Saturdays.
And Tuesdays.
Maybe on the podcast. I don't listen to the podcast, though. On YouTube, he only posts on Sundays.
Well, this kid, anyways, he got pissed off at his parents because they got into a fight, so he went and snuck into his baby sister's room and stabbed her in the face.
The parents? Because his...
No, the fucking son did this.
Oh, my 18-year-old God.
18-year-old son did this to an infant.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he had also 18
been... 18 years old?
He had also been shitting in the house, like, in the parents' room.
The 18-year-old?
Yeah, like since he was, like, fucking
4 My kid ain't going to be like that, though. If my kid turns out like that, he's going up for...
He was taken out of schools for being physically violent with everybody and for acting like a feral animal.
That's insane.
And eventually, well,
that's a parenting issue too.
A professional boxer, and after the kid stabbed the baby, the mom like let loose and fucking like almost killed the kid.
I would have too. Good. Bro. Oh my God.
Like they also locked him up in the room that they beat the shit out of him in, and he didn't get up for like 2 days.
That is.
Did he
crazy.
Not go to jail after killing an infant?
They didn't kill it.
Well, thank God, I guess. I mean, definitely, thank God, actually.
That's like attempted murder.
Quick story, because you said some...
They didn't press charges because they were hoping their son would die from all of his injuries. Because this kid was on the brink of death, how bad his mom fucked him up.
Good.
Like, this is Sean Strickland getting pissed off. He just stabbed his kid.
the corner house on my parents' street, the husband murdered his wife and kids.
I've mentioned this story.
In that house. Now. And, like, I guess the husband was a guy who acted like a wolf in high school and stuff. And one of my buddy's friend's parents went to high school with him. And, yeah, he was just super weird. Like, acted like a wolf in high school, and he ended up murdering his wife and kids.
There's a couple kids that I went to high school with that I could picture becoming murderers.
Oh, yeah.
Final question I have from the notes is there anything a person can do that makes you instantly not like them? Like, what is, like, when you meet someone, what is something someone can do that makes you not like them right away?
If they have bad hygiene. That's a more physical thing than a...
I feel like I can still like someone with bad hygiene. Like, be cool with them.
Oh, yeah, I guess
but
so.
But not... Like, I'm not going to have a problem with someone because they fucking stink.
Yeah, you're right. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Something that normally sets it off for me is like a bad handshake. Like I don't really like it when I go to shake your hand and
it's like a soft.
You
like,
just
little,
like give your hand, you're like
coming like from a guy handshake.
Like a that weak, pisses me off.
Coming from a guy, a weak handshake, that's ugly. But coming from a girl, I feel like that doesn't matter.
Well, it's different.
I've gotten told by so many people that I have a great handshake, and I'm so proud of that. So I just hope you guys know that.
I feel like for me, it's when someone comes off over the top cocky, like way arrogant. That shit pisses me off.
See, I was going to say cocky, but then Logan, he's cocky, but I kind of like that.
You're not a douchebag about it.
Like, no. There was this one dude at Watershed
I named him Pretty Boy because I thought he was just I just thought he was a prick, honestly. But was he banging?
Yeah. He tried with all of us. He tried with me first, and then he went to...
I guess he was bad, but I met him, and he just sounded like an absolute douchebag when I first talked to him. And I was hammered, so I was like, "Fuck it, your name's Pretty Boy."
If I first meet you, and you're... if I can tell you... I can tell, like... I'm pretty good at reading, like, seeing who you are. If you're stuck up, like, yeah, I can see, like, fake people.
I feel like that's why there's a lot of girls I don't get along with because of how stuck up they are. Like, these girls just think are so entitled and think they're the shit. Yeah. And it's like, dude, you've been ran through by half the valley. You got mama's money, like, mom and dad's money.
I feel like that's, like any of the words. You know, maybe.
Yeah,
I could see that. I don't know him personally, but...
Yeah.
I don't know any of those girls. Nah, I would marry her. I wouldn't hit it. She'd be a grad wife up. So.
Anyways.
Yeah, but anyways.
Bro, you were head over heels. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Anyways.
Well, that is cool. I thought I could fix someone. You can't fix someone that doesn't
want to be fixed. No, you
cannot. You can't fix stupid.
Amen.
Can't change people.
All right, yeah. So that's all right, y'all. That's gonna be the end of the podcast.
This is a wrap.
Yeah, Logan and Maya. This is a great time. We actually talked about some stuff tonight. So the first part of the podcast might be a little bit boring, but if you made it this far, I appreciate y'all. And until next time,
deuces. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Oh, you had to do it.